You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Trigger warning, this episode does contain talk about body image, weight, and weight loss. Welcome back.
I love it. That's the beginning of the episode. You're just going,
well, we didn't know. We didn't know if we'd be here.
I know. I'm so excited.
There was so much controversy. It's one episode. Colleen thinks it's one. Trisha thinks it's 20.
I know. Everyone was like, oh, Colleen, you only think it's one. Trisha put so much work into this. And I was like, no, this is how I prepare myself for the worst case scenario. I'm like, I just assume the worst case scenario. That way when it happens, if it happens, I'm like, well, I knew it was going to never happen again, so it's fine.
Best case. I think we're having a show on like Hulu. I'm like, this is going to be big. We're going to have a Broadway show where it's going to be us on, like, in my head, I think the biggest.
Right. I know, which I love about you. And I think we balance each other out. But we're just filming like a little video, which we'll show you in a second. We're just filming a little video, like to a song, like a little dance. And Trisha's like, it feels like I'm shooting a big music video. I was like, we're filming it on a phone.
Like, oh, it's so fun. No, but it feels like cheerleading practice. And you're like the lead cheerleader, the head cheerleader. Like, we got to get it one more time. You guys do it. But in a good way. Like, we should have been bringing it on.
Not in a good way. First of all, I've never been a cheerleader. I'm just like obnoxious.
I was like, you're so good.
No, I'm obnoxious. But hi, everyone.
Welcome back to Oversharing with
Colleen
and Trish.
And we're so excited to be here. And today we are dressed like the iconic Romy and Michelle.
So good. I was so excited for these. I love Romy. It's probably my favorite duo. I think it is.
It's like the most iconic girl duo, I think.
Which is crazy because it's a movie even above our generation because it came out like 97 or something. It came out even when I was like too young to watch it. I was like maybe 10 when it came out or something.
Oh, man. I love this movie so much.
I love it too. I love Alan Cumming. I just want to put it out there. Like, Alan Cumming is my favorite actor in the whole world. I love him in literally everything. Schmigadoon. I love him in Romy Michelle. Like, he's so good.
He's so good. Oh, my gosh. In Cabaret. He does a revival of Cabaret on Broadway.
So hot. I fell in love with him. Good. Oh, my. I fell so in love. Anyways, it's a whole thing.
He's like the loser in that movie though. But then
he gets hot for sure.
Would you be like super starstruck if you met him in person?
I think he's the only person I don't think I could meet. There's like a few people, Gerard Way, Britney Spears. I think Alan Cumming might be up there, and Kristen Chenoweth. I just feel like inferior to them. I think they're just like, especially talented people, especially singers, especially Broadway. I feel so inferior.
You're just listening to everyone, especially Broadway, especially actors, especially everyone.
The Broadway actors who go mainstream too. You know what I mean? Because they're pretty mainstream. They are very mainstream. They were in Annie. They were in everything. So I'm like, you know, but they're also on Broadway. So it's like, for me, those are like, to me, Broadway actors, but not to be all Broadway again, they're like the most talented, I'll say, because they do everything. They act, they sing, they dance.
Yeah.
So they have to be phenomenal at everything.
Yes,
so that's
agree.
What I think.
Well, what do you mean not to be Broadway? Like, hello, we're literally Broadway set. Even though we're Romy and Michelle now, it's just going to be like the Chicago theme forever. And
we're
going to
do a Romy Michelle musical.
I know. It's like, we could sing a song about Post-its.
Yeah, go. You did
created
it. You
said Post-its.
The glue on the back was us.
That's it. That's the whole song. Yeah. That was good. First of all, you always say everyone says you're not on key. That was on key. That was in the same key as me.
I get lucky.
Good pitch. That was good.
Like, okay, we are going to do a singing lesson one day, but I feel like when I sing with someone, I do feel like I'm a little better because I can kind of hear
great.
Them. You
you're
know
perfect.
What I mean? By myself, no. The aerial riff challenge we got to do. I thought it's aerial. Yes. Anyways, so
okay.
Cool.
That's another thing we have to do. Okay, first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who watched and left so many sweet comments on the last episode, on the only episode, on the last episode. We've done 78. We've done one. It was so sweet. I wanted to read some. Is that okay?
Please.
Is that a thing?
I was shocked to how nice.
I know. People were so sweet.
I was
so
shocked.
Hey, it's me, Tahana, said there are costumes that she wanted to see us wear.
Oh, I love it. I love suggestions.
So, yeah. I mean, there's a million. She said Sharpay and Gabriella, which I love.
I want to be Troy.
Oh, yes.
Ryan
of course.
And Sharpay, because then we could do the song.
Yes.
Bop to the
okay,
top.
Okay, I love that. Okay. You know, Elle Woods and Paulette.
Oh, that's
Elfie and Glinda,
iconic.
Obviously. Everyone's saying
have to.
That.
We just don't know the outfits for that one, because there's so many iconic
I know.
Looks.
There's so many. But anyway, there's so many. Mm-hmm. But thank you for all the suggestions, because we have so many ideas already.
Yeah.
But like,
we'll
keep
do
them
all
coming.
Those.
We'll do all of your ideas.
Yes.
And then Roslyn said, how fast Trish talks is how fast Colleen thinks. Perfect duo. And I love that comment so much.
I love it.
It's like literally so accurate, because we do talk so fast and we talk over each other and our topics change 24/7. Like we cannot shut up.
Yeah. All the time. Even in real life.
I know. It's like, it is nonstop like this. And so anyway, a lot of people mentioned that we both talk too fast and, or not too fast. People are saying they like it.
Yeah. Cause it is a thing like for ASMR too, like to keep up. It's kind of like a keep up thing. If you have ADHD, but even if you just like fast paced thing, people don't like to have like a long drawn out conversation. Sometimes you just kind of bop around.
Bop around. That's what we do. We bop around.
Yes. Aubrey, which I don't know about you. Like, I watch your videos. I've watched your videos for so long, and I always think of you as just kind of like a chill, and you're very bubbly. You're very Elwoods. You're very bubbly. You're very like,
You're very
sorority girl vibes, head cheerleader vibes.
I have my like vibes. Like, I have like my, when I'm excited and around people, like, I'm very outgoing and very bubbly. But then I definitely when I go home tonight, I will be like, I just want to be on my phone and not talk.
Oh,
like,
I'm the same way.
Like, I'll be like overstimulated and like need my time to like just be quiet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We just like watch TV. Like, I have my phone. When we were chatting and stuff like that, just was like when our episode came out, I just wanted to be there. But usually I don't. I usually leave it upstairs from like 6 to like 10. I never look at my phone because I have to like just like unwind. But when our episode came out, we were so excited. So we were like texting and everything back and forth because I was there at the live chat. You were there at the live chat. People were freaking out. Because I am really excited about this podcast. Everyone's like, Trisha's more excited. And I was like, I know.
First of all, no, it's not that at all. It's that I told this to Trisha too. Yeah. By the way, I sent Trisha this long, obnoxious text message that was like, I'm so sorry. I was so negative in the podcast. I feel like I was too negative and I'm so sorry. And I was just like freaking out. And I told you this, it's that. Like I said at the beginning of this, like, I always assume the worst and it's a defense mechanism so that I don't get disappointed because disappointment is a big issue with me. Like, and always has been like, when I get disappointed, I'm like devastated. It crushes me sobbing. Like, I'm not good when I am disappointed or let down. And so to defend myself and with that, I always just assume the worst thing's going to happen to me. So that way, if good things happen, then I'm always super surprised and excited. Mm-hmm. And if bad things happen, I'm like, well, I knew it was going to happen. I prepared for this. So like, we're having so much fun and love this. And this is like, totally, just, it's the best.
You gotta expect the best. You just switch it so you expect the best. I'm so used to everything going wrong, so I handle it great. I'm just like used to it. I don't expect it. I'm like, you know what? Life's changing for me. This is where it's at.
You expect the best.
I expect the best. And when things are rejected or things don't go my way, it's like, it doesn't surprise me. I'm like, oh, opportunities are missed all the time for me. So I just open up another, like, already I was thinking, well, if you don't want to do this podcast, I'm like, you know what? We can switch into another podcast. I could do like a Wendy Williams, or I could do this. I'm trying to like already pivot. Honestly, at the end of the day, like, Moses will be the last person to do a podcast with me because, like, if I keep getting canceled all the time, I'll be like, well, Moses will be here at the end of the day.
But you're not going to keep getting canceled because
I change that mindset too. I'm very, even when I see like bad comments or people bring up, you know, I'm like, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. If whatever, if I change, it's fine. If people don't see it, it's fine. As long as I've changed inside. But no, I don't think of that either. I just always say I'm canceled. I'm this and that. But I think things are going to change. That's why I'm saying, I see us being on TV. We could be Kelly and Mark Consuelos. You know what I mean?
I don't even know what that is.
Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
Oh my God. Kelly Ripa. I thought it was Ripa. Ryan Seacrest.
No, Mark is her co-host now. We could be the View, but not judgy.
I've been on The View.
No.
Yeah.
Why do I not know that? How'd that go?
I don't know. It was a long time ago. It was fine. It was good.
That's terrifying.
I will say Rosie O'Donnell was on at the time.
Oh.
And she was so sweet.
I live
for
Rosie.
She was so nice to me. And of everyone there, she was the only one who would like talk to me backstage.
Wow.
She was the only one who like came to my dressing room and said hi. Like,
that's a tell.
Everyone else, I think. And
for sure.
Everyone else was fine. It's not like anyone was rude. It's just like no one else talked to me.
Yeah.
You know, except for when we were on camera. But it was terrifying, honestly. Like,
5 women.
You have to get there early. Like, really, like, you know, 4 in the morning was like my pickup time.
Oh.
And like, had to be camera ready, all that. Like, it was crazy. And then we got there and you review everything that you're going to talk about for the day with like this huge team of people.
Oh, you talk beforehand?
Yeah. So we all, not like in depth or anything. It's more like they want everything to be organic. I mean, this was years ago. I don't know how they do it now, but like, we went over all the topics we might go over and they were like, they kind of would be like, what's your opinion on this? What's your opinion on this? Okay. They don't want you to go deep into it. They want you to just see if like it would be interesting.
Were you doing hot topics with them?
Yeah, I was like one of the guest co-hosts for the day. I wasn't a guest. I was like a guest co-host. And they asked me to come back and be like a co-host for a longer period of time. And I was like, I literally can't.
Why? Like,
it was too scary. I was so nervous.
Oh my God.
I was so nervous, truly.
But at the time that you had your show and stuff, you were doing your own thing.
I don't remember what I was doing at the time. I don't think I wasn't doing Haters Back Off or anything.
You weren't promoting anything. They just asked you to be on. I mean, I would do it.
I really honestly don't remember. I know that like, I don't remember why they asked me to be on. They just did. And like, I did it and I was so nervous because I didn't do many things as me back then. It was all Miranda back then. And so they asked me to do something as me. So I was like nervous to be myself and I've never watched it. So I don't even, I don't remember anything I said. I don't know what I said on the episode.
They give such strong opinions too. So you're very like considerate of people's feelings. Like The View people, they just don't care, which is like fine. That's like why people like them. They just say what they say. But how were you giving your opinion or were you like?
don't remember. I feel like I was probably boring and bland, like what everyone says on here. Like,
it's better.
Like,
we don't want to be boring and bland. We do not.
That's my goal. Literally in the intro of my vlogs that I do is like, I'm vlogging. It's boring. I'm clean. Like, I literally am letting you know. Like, and it's not that I think I'm like so boring. It's that like, I feel like other people would find it boring because I'm literally just, I don't do anything controversial, crazy. I'm not trying to be, at least. I'm like always trying to just be like, you know.
It's a better way to be. I used to always just want to be controversial for attention. I'd rather, people always like, oh, you know, you got so boring. Your like views are down. I was like, I'd rather be that than like canceled and making people upset and getting anxiety every night. Because every night I'd be like, oh my gosh, someone's going to come to my house. And oh my gosh, everyone hates me. And oh my gosh, I ruined myself. Now I just go, I sleep easy at night. I sleep very peacefully, even if it's boring. And I'm like, oh, everything's
well, I don't think it's fine. Boring. Like I say it's boring,
either.
But like, yeah, no, I know you don't. I know you don't. I know you're like the most optimistic ever.
I think you're so interesting. I have so many questions for you because I literally was like, I just want to like interview you because I watch so many things now. I think because you're on my algorithm now of TikTok, I see all your stuff pop up and I was like, oh my God, there's so many questions all the time.
I know, I have so many for you too. I'm like,
it's crazy, but you've done big, like The View, Netflix, like all this stuff is like really huge things.
I almost brought up today. I was like, looked up. I was like, okay, I know you've been on so many different shows and I was like, I'm going to look them up and bring them all up. And it's the list is too long of all the stuff you've done.
Bit characters. You've been like invited as yourself to be a part, like Dreams. Like, oh, we talked about this. Like, when you were on Jimmy Fallon, but like I think even before or maybe after that, I don't know, but I did a video where I just like sat on the couch pretending to talk to Jimmy.
I love that video so much though. That
was
so funny.
People get on there, I'm just like, how do they get on there? Like,
it's I don't know.
Wait, did they call you or PR?
Okay, well, the first time I was on Jimmy Fallon, because I've done it three times, and the first time I was on it, it was because Jerry Seinfeld vouched for me and got me on. So he was going to be on the show to promote his show Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and I had just filmed an episode with him, and he really liked my Miranda character at the time. That's why he asked me, which I was like, why are you asking me to be on the show? In fact, when they called me and they were like, hey, Jerry wants you to do something with his show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, nowhere in my mind was I thinking like, oh, Jerry Seinfeld wants me to do the show. I thought he wanted me to like, his team wanted me to promote it. Like, that's what I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah, I love him. Obviously he's a legend. Like,
yeah.
And so I was like, of course. But then they were like, okay, we're going to give them your phone number. And I was like, great. And then I got a phone call one day and I like, it was a random number. And I was like, oh, it's probably like, you know, I knew they were going to be calling and I thought it'd be his team. And literally I pick up and he's like, hey, it's Jerry.
No.
I was like, what? And he was so nice to me. Like, he was so sweet. And we talked often because like he, you know, all the other guests on his show are very famous comedians. And then there's like randomly me. It makes no sense. And all these comedians are friends with him, like, because he's
been around
the most famous comedian ever. Mm-hmm. And so,
but the biggest show ever, like,
so,
literally.
Yeah, literally. And so like he wanted to get to know me a little bit better because we had no, I obviously don't know him. He doesn't know me. So we would talk like, oh, what ideas did we have to do on a show and stuff. So he was really sweet. Anyway, we did the show and we filmed it and it was coming out and he was like, hey, I'm going on. He just called me randomly. It was like a Friday. And he was like, hey, I'm doing Jimmy Fallon next week. Like I think it was like on a Monday or two. I don't know. It was like, it was not a lot of time in between the phone call. And he's like, and I think you should come on it with me.
Oh,
and he was so chill
God.
About it. And I was like, yes. He's like, would you want to do that? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, we'll fly you out. And like, and like, so they flew me out to New York just for like one that day. And like, I went on and it was him, Jimmy Fallon, Martin Short. And,
yes, you played a game
Jerry
with them,
Seinfeld,
right?
And me. Yeah. We played Pictionary. Mm-hmm. And it was so weird because Miranda was like known, but like, Miranda was popular, but not like super popular. Like, I didn't have my Netflix show yet.
Okay.
Like, you know, it was like very niche.
Yeah.
And so the audience there, I feel like had no idea who I was and was so confused because it was weird. It was like
of
Jerry
course.
Seinfeld and Martin Short and Jimmy Fallon and like me. Like, it was so weird. They're all like these famous comedians in suits and
I'd
like
so
me
nervous.
In my red pants. I was so nervous. I was going to die. And then so we're backstage. I'll never forget the moment. We're backstage. We're about to go out. And I was so nervous. I'm standing with Jerry in the dark behind a curtain and he just like belly laughs and he's like, this is so effing weird.
Before,
like he was just laughing. He's like, this is so weird. Like, he thought it was so funny how weird it was.
It's random too. Like,
well,
so random.
His manager repped Andy Kaufman, who's like, obviously.
Him. I mean, that's my hero. That's who I wanted to be.
He's everything.
I love Andy
he's
Kaufman.
He's the most iconic troll of trolls. Like, he is like a genius
so
comedian.
Bad.
And I love him. And so his manager was really excited because he felt like I was like similar. Which is the biggest
troll.
Compliment in the world.
No, for sure.
Well, just like a character. Like, it's like, is she real? Is she not? Was like how
well,
it kind of
got
started. Mm-hmm. That's how it started with Miranda. Like, everyone was like, is this a real person? Is it not? And that was very Andy Kaufman. So like they were just also nice. But anyway.
I mean, that's a huge compliment. That's like the biggest.
Yeah. So like, that's how I got on the show the first time was Jerry vouched for me. So I don't think anyone at Jimmy Fallon's show like knew who I was, but Jerry was like, he can do whatever he wants. Like,
right.
So I think he was just like, hey, I'm going to
bring this person on.
Yeah, I'm just going to bring this random girl that no one knows who's
oh
really
my
weird.
God. Well, did you break character?
No.
You were in character the whole time?
Well, I mean,
on the
front of camera. But like when I met Jimmy and everything. I was
interesting.
Me.
I always think it's so fascinating when people just stay in character. Like Jim Carrey, when he played Andy Kaufman, like just stayed in character the whole time, which is like, I wonder if you did that as Miranda.
No, I used to when I first started doing Miranda, I would do that. When I'd go to gigs, I would like walk to the venue in character and stay in character the whole time. I didn't want anyone to know it was fake. But I, you know, it was eventually people figured out. It's the internet. They found me, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was.
Wow.
Anyway, why are we talking about
that? How you got on Jimmy Fallon? Did they call you PR manager?
Yeah, yeah, no. So first, the first time I went on was because of Jerry. And then the second time and third time, the second time was for Haters Back Off. And the next time was for my book, or was it for Haters Back Off again? I don't remember.
Was it so Netflix wouldn't make these, or they would call
you
directly?
I had a PR person and Netflix had a PR person, but they kind of, I don't know which one. Just I got a call that I was going on the show. So like I did a whole bunch of, I went out to New York and did a whole bunch of PR for Haters Back Off on Netflix. And that was one of the things I did. But I also did Kelly and Ryan.
Oh, so you were on the show.
I've been there on theirs a few times.
Oh, he said, who's Kelly? I was like, wait.
No, I know
you
Kelly
Ryan.
No, I know,
got
I
it,
know Kelly
it.
But when you said Kelly and someone else, I was like, Mark, what's that show? I actually like, I've done Kelly and Ripa. I've done Kelly and Ryan. And then I just, Kelly Ripa has also just did a game show like Generation Gap or something. And I was on that recently.
Wait, what? Yeah. Did it air?
Mm-hmm.
And they just call you, or they call your manager. You have a manager.
Someone reached out to. I feel like anytime I get anything, it's because like one person on the team like knows who I am or something. Like I feel like they're at a board meeting, and there's probably one person who's like, I love this girl Miranda sings, and everyone's like, who is that? And they're like, trust me, it'll be great. Like there's one person who vouches for me, and somehow it gets.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I get on
but
things.
Sometimes those people, I've had that happen too, and sometimes those people like literally get fired. I'll see them like years later. I'm like, thank you so much for like letting me on like America's Got Talent. Like, yeah, I got like fired right after. But
no,
I don't know
way.
If it was, like, me, but they'll say that was the last season I worked on.
Wow.
And it's happened twice. Guinness World Records too. They're like, yeah, they let me go like a couple weeks after, because the person who did, because the only time I ever did a PR tour in New York was with Guinness World Records. I went with the host and I was like on Good Morning. I was doing all these
Are
things
you
too.
Actually in the Guinness Book of World Records?
No, it was a reality. It was a competition show that Guinness World Records had.
Oh, okay.
I tried to break the record and I didn't even break the record, but they had me doing the PR, which was so weird. So I was going around all these places with Al Roker doing the weather and stuff, but I didn't even get the world record, which was so weird. But they had me going doing these fast talking things. It was fun because like I always wonder how people get on TV shows, and finally I like had that in because it was with, I don't even know what the network was, but
when was this?
Oh my god, like 2012, 2011. Okay. It was a long time ago, and I would thought this was like the coolest thing ever that I got to be on all these shows, and they had me do fast talking on all these shows, all this. It was really fun. So that's the only thing I know. But then when I did that show, a lot of people, like the person after was like, yeah, like people were like, and I wasn't even that controversial back then. Although I was, 2011 was the year, speaking of Andy Kaufman, that I did a whole Andy Kaufman year. I got canceled so hard and I still get canceled. I did this whole bit of an Andy Kaufman bit. It was like word for word and I totally got canceled. But like Andy Kaufman's considered like a genius. It was something about how like women should do the cooking and men, whatever, you know what I mean? And I did the word for word verbatim as he did it on like the Letterman show. And then I got canceled and I was just like, it was a bit. And I copied it word for word bit.
Well,
no, it was my mistake. Maybe not in this new generation. That was the 70s. You know, here's me just trying to like, anyways, keep that in. Don't keep that in. I don't want to get canceled. Just that clip is like, two things women should cook and clean.
No. Oh my God. Yeah. That was the one thing they did teach me about in PR was like sound bites. They're don't say anything on red carpets that like someone could clip and then use it against you later. And I was like, what? That could be anything. Like literally they could do anything.
Can I tell you on the teaser trailer, our editor Taylor was like, he's like, I'm going to make it drama. I'm going to take things out of context. I'm like, okay, don't do too much though, because like Colleen doesn't want to be like in drama or something like that. So you did the thing and your first note back to him was like, it could be a little more dramatic. And I was
only because it was obvious that it was like campy. Like he put like dramatic music under. And so it was like funny. It was like for comedic beats.
That went a full turn. We were talking about
I know. Well,
Netflix.
Because I was reading comments. Yes. I was reading comments at one point.
Let's go back
I'm going
to
read a couple more, but yeah.
No, the comments are best.
I'll do it fast. Okay. So Aubrey said definitely do a ghost segment. We will. I don't know if we'll do it this episode, hopefully, but who knows? We can't even keep on one topic for more than 3 seconds.
Do we dress as ghosts, or are we doing a ghost vlog, or are we ghosts?
Well, this
here?
Is what I want to do. Okay. Ghost see, hosts. I already am not reading comments. We're supposed to be reading more comments. What I want to do is a Mary-Kate and Ashley episode because I am so annoyed at Trisha. Like, I am mad at her. We're in a fight because literally she does not know anything about Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I know nothing. Never mind. They had movies.
My God, I can't even talk about it because you are so, you would love their vibe. Like, their music videos from when they were kids, like, are my favorite.
They did music videos, so they had original songs, or were they doing covers?
They have one called Gimme Pizza.
Oh, yeah, you sent me that one.
Hey, there's another one, so good. There was like, so, it's just so awkward, and you know, I love awkward. And so it's like, there's one where they're like waiting for a phone call, and it's so painfully awkward. I love it. It's like, waiting. Uh-huh. Everybody's playing the waiting game. But I want to recreate, like, thank you. I want to recreate all the music videos with you. I could talk about
American Ashley
forever.
I need to learn it. Because when I get into something, I need to really like obsess over it. So I really need to watch the movies and stuff. Otherwise, like, I can't get into it. I have to like really like emerge into it. So I have to.
Well, I feel
like start. I don't know.
I'll tell you everything. So if we ever do American Ashley episode, I feel like that's a good slumber party sleepover vibe.
Totally.
Because they did all these different like slumber party type detective fun. They did a ton of different videos, but I feel like that's a good like sleepover vibes. We'll be in like cozy overalls or something, and that I could tell ghost
stories. Do they wear overalls or are we just
often?
Us?
No. We'd be them.
Okay.
I feel like we need like that's the thing is American Ashley. There's so many options. I feel like we'd have to do like 3 outfit changes.
I love the only American Ashley I love, and this is why not even American Ashley movie. I think they were just in this movie, but she has this like big ball gown and she's like playing piano and she eats
snails. Yes, it takes two. Yes. It's so good. Yes,
that's and the other one has like a baseball cap and she's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You know,
here.
Like, so what's so good is like, okay, American Ashley, I love them so much, but like they're. Okay, don't put me. I'm not going to go on the record for this and cancel, but like, they're not very good at acting. And I don't mean that in like a mean way. I just mean it in like.
They're not actresses. They're a brand. Their personalities.
They're like a brand. And like, they're perfect actors for kids. Like, I didn't notice when I was a kid, but now watching back, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's not their vibe. Like, they wanted to be designers and that's what they are. And they're successful at that, whatever. But
they're
anyway.
They're like billionaires, right?
Yeah.
They have like Elizabeth and James and.
I think.
That's
I don't
like
know.
Their perfume. It's like a big perfume at Sephora. It's like their perfume.
Yeah. They're crazy. Very successful. But anyway, they're, wait, what were we just talking about? Oh, It Takes Two.
Yeah.
So I love that movie. So
much. It's Kristy Alley, right?
Yes. Mac and cheese. Oh my God. She's so good.
Oh, so, Kristy Alley's everything. But she's the Tooth Fairy.
Everything.
I love her.
She's everything. Yeah. So, but anyway, she, okay, so in that movie, it starts off where there's like the girl, they're both, the girls are total opposites and they switch places. They're not twins, right?
They're not separated at birth, like Parent Trap.
No, it's exactly like Parent Trap, but like they totally stole from Parent Trap,
right.
But they made it a little different.
They're like, we're different people. So it's like, we just like, look like each other.
You just look the same. Or I can't even remember.
Yeah, I think they're not related in that movie. They're like, wait, you look like me and like, you look like me.
I think so. I can't even remember. It's
Which
been
is
so long.
So crazy.
But what I love about it is the very beginning of the movie, the girl who's like I think she's an orphan. Like she's like the,
yes, with Kristy Alley.
Or foster child or something. I'm not quite sure what she is. I don't remember. But she's literally has an accent at the beginning of the movie, but only in the first scene.
Oh.
She's like, what are you doing? I'm walking. Yeah.
Yes.
And she's talking like
That's
that. It's so bizarre. And then the rest of the movie, it's gone.
Was Jerry Seinfeld in that movie?
Was what?
Jerry Seinfeld in it?
No.
Who's the guy? Why do I think of Jerry
it's
Seinfeld?
Definitely not Jerry Seinfeld. I don't remember his name, but he was in a lot of movies back then. Like, he was like the dad in everything, I feel.
Right.
I don't remember his name.
Oh, God.
I don't know anybody's
name. Billy Crystal. No.
But I love him so much.
I love Billy Crystal. It's so crazy how old of a soul you are, too. Because like, these people are before us, even. Like, they are kind of before our generation.
Well, I was not allowed to watch anything, really, growing up. So I watched old movies and, like, musicals and old stuff like that. Anyway.
That's why I love, like, Mel Brooks. He's 96. I want him as a guest on the podcast.
Mel Brooks.
I love him.
He's so great. Oh, my God. There's so many comments. I feel like more. We're never even going to get through them
the
all.
The comments are so... I read every single one. I try to, like, favorite it. We were at the live chat. Like, I really get excited.
I know. There's so many.
Thing I'm most excited about right now.
One of the top comments was fans should be called roachies, manifesting it. They want to be called roachies because we said we were cockroaches.
I like that. Is that the merch? We're like little cockroach hoodies.
merch? I didn't even think that far.
Oh, I do merch for like Moses. I had Moses as my homeboy for Passover. I'm like, let's do Moses merch. Like, I love merch because I love to buy merch. I buy everybody's merch.
Really?
I buy everyone's merch. Like, I'm obsessed
merch
with merch.
Merch is like my number one thing. I'm like so bad at it.
Wait, really? I love it.
I have a great team of people now who help me. Like, because now I love my merch. Like, I love the merch that I have, but I'm just
custom.
I don't. Yeah, but I just like don't think. I'm like, I don't know. Cause
you don't think about it.
I'm like, yeah, I just don't think about it. I don't think about like selling until like my team's like, hey, you got to come up with new merch. Let's work on this. Like I literally had a meeting yesterday. God. I was like, sorry, I've been ghosting you for months. I've been so busy.
I have all the merch ideas. I actually did my Sad Boy merch, but I got like ripped off because I went with a company because I was trying to do custom everything. But I love merch. We've tried it so many times with companies, with whatever. I love it. I'll make it. I made it just for myself. I made
no money on it. I just don't know anything about it.
I wanted to do like the hoodie, the oversharing logo, but I need it to be like sequins and stuff. It's just hard to find companies that do it. Yeah.
Oh, rhinestones. You know? Anything that sparkles, I'm going
to
be
like. Nobody does it like those. It's just hard to find companies that do it. Like custom stuff. I don't know. If you're out there that does custom clothing.
Oh my
gosh.
Sparkles is like, when we first started talking about doing this, it was like all we talked about was like rhinestoning everything. So if this ever did become like a bigger thing, like if
I already got rhinestone cups being made. So we have to last a few more weeks to get the cups in here.
I'm going
to
gag. I'm not kidding. If I walk through a store, it could be a Target. It could be Walmart. It could be anything. If something is sparkling, I like want it so. I can't. I'm like a moth to a flame. I'm like, it sparkles. Like it could be something that is not. I would never use. Like,
which is something I never thought about you either. I didn't realize how into bling you were. I don't know why. I don't think
I love a sparkle.
I don't know how I think of you, but you're very just bubbly, blonde, like sparkly. I'm just like that's how I think. And you're not blonde, but like that's how I think of you in my head.
But I'm also I am. But see, this time I feel like I have like all these like versions of me. Because like yes, I am. Especially when I'm around people. Like if I'm meeting people or around people I like, and like I'm excited. Like I'm very bubbly and I'm very like obnoxious. And something I was made fun of a lot for, like even when oh my god, I'm getting off topic, but like when I worked at Disneyland, I remember I was like in this show called Playhouse Disney, and I there's like all these puppets, and I was the only like human. It was like Mickey Mouse and all these people, whatever. And anyway, so I did six shows a day, and in between shows, we'd all hang out, and the puppeteers and I would hang out in like, you know, the like break room. And because they're normal humans, they wanted to have a break during break. And I was like, let's play a game. Let's make a video. Like, I was like so obnoxious.
Really? Even back then?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I remember like one day they all just seemed like mad at me. And I was like, what's going on? So I kind of just like went to my own little corner. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys was like, who's like a friend of mine. He told me, he's like, everyone just thinks you're like just too much. And
that's why you have that in your head, because you are very like, I know I'm too much. I know that you apologize a lot, and maybe that's why you have like PTSD that.
I've been told that a lot in my life. Like I'm too much. I'm too dramatic. I'm too sensitive. Like, but I'm too much of like, I was a crazy friend. Like when I was homeschooled in the homeschool group, everyone was like, oh, she's a crazy one. She's a wacky one. Look how crazy Kalina is. Like I was like,
really? Why?
I'm just outgoing because I'm just I'm energetic, I guess. But
oh my god, that's so crazy.
But I also am disgusting. Which is something we don't have in common, Trisha.
Right, yeah, you're a burper.
Because I'm like a burper farter. Like, I'm like, I love, like, here's the thing. Like, you and I both love sparkles and dresses. And like, I am very like girly. Like when I was growing up, I was like tights and dresses and curls and like sparkles.
Yeah.
But I am also way more like, I'd rather be comfortable. I wish I could be that girly who like was like full glam makeup, like sparkles, dresses, cute outfits every day. But like, I'm in sweats every day. I'm in leggings, like in a big shirt. Like I don't have the stamina to be that girly.
To be the girly.
So it's like my dream to be that girly, but like that's too much work. Like sitting cross-legged for an hour is like, oh, this is exhausting to me.
Because I'm actually not. I think that's why I don't do that, because I do feel, I think it's also because like you are traditionally like pretty and skinny. Because I've always been like bigger, overweight. People think of overweight people sometimes as like gross or disgusting. Like, you know, people just in general think
they're
fat.
Society's taught people that.
That's what I'm saying.
True.
Like fat, that is not they true. Think, oh, you're. Obviously, I'm a fat person. I'm very hygienic, but people think, oh, they're not hygienic, whatever. So I think like growing up, I didn't want to be extra gross to people because people always thought, oh, she's gross, she's fat. So I was always just like, okay, I'm not going to fart. I'm not going to like, you know, burp or whatever like that. Because even on this show, on the podcast, like I was surprised that like, because we'll like delete some nasty comments if they're nasty. There wasn't many, but if there was, and most of them were about like how fat I am and how much weight I gained. And I'm like, that's such a weird thing to like bring up in like 2023. I don't care. I'm so used to it. I'm numb to it. But it's interesting that
though, like, how could you be numb to that? Like, that's so annoying. That's so frustrating because
you're like used to it, you know? I don't know.
I guess, but like, it's still, I don't know. I feel like that could still hurt.
Of course. Like, I'm like, oh yeah. Cause I mean, I have gained weight. Like, you know what I mean? So it does like hurt to some degree, but at the same time, I'm like, that's such a weird comment. There's so many things to say about me. And a lot of people say a lot of other things too, but I'm like, that's such a weird, and it was the big one. And I don't know if it's because of our size difference,
you know,
right?
Because
you are so petite.
Well, but you know what it is it's, people not being smart, like, and I'm not trying to cause drama or whatever, but like, what a low blow. Like, that's the best you can come up with. Like, how rude to bring up someone's body. Like, you no one should ever talk about anyone's body ever. I think it's completely inappropriate and wrong, and every body size and shape is beautiful. It's so annoying to me that society has taught us that, you know, this shape looks good and this shape doesn't, or whatever, because it changes too, like constantly. So like,
we were just talking about that too, how it's like, it's being very thin as in right now. And it's
which is so frustrating to me. Yeah. Like I'm a thin person, but like, I know that I struggled in high school with like, because when we were in high school, like it was like, you needed to be skin and bones what the look was.
The '90s was all skinny.
Like if you look up like in the '90s and early 2000s specifically, who was considered overweight in the media.
It's crazy.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
The girls who were considered like overweight or chunky or whatever in the early 2000s, like if you look, you guys would be shocked if you didn't grow up in that time. Like looking at pictures of people now. It's like Renee Zellweger. Do you remember that? Like she was like, Jessica Simpson was shamed for a while.
Oh my
like,
God,
and
we
they were
just
not
that.
Big. Like
at all.
Like it's, they, I'm looking at pictures right now.
The Renee Zellweger one was crazy
look at
to me.
Charlize Theron. Like I'm sure I said her wrong name. How do you say her name?
Charlize Theron.
I never say it right. But anyway, this picture. Okay. There's a picture.
And how much weight she's gained. Okay.
Literally says viewers couldn't believe how fat she looked in Monster.
Oh my God, like
that
edited
is
in.
Skinny.
That's so skinny. It's crazy.
She is skinny.
Crazy.
Jennifer Love Hewitt in this picture.
I remember that too.
She was blasted for her size. Are you kidding me? These girls are like, they're so small.
So small.
That's what we were trained to see, is like that was big and bad and whatever, and which is so wrong.
Yeah.
And so the fact that like is kind of, I'm seeing it coming back as like a fat is like super, super, super skinny. And low rise jeans and everything. I'm like, I'm so scared of that. Cause like, I was so excited when it was like, we're starting to get to a place of just like, it wasn't even body positivity. It was just like all bodies are wonderful.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it's just
totally.
Like, just whatever your body is perfect and great. And like, I felt like we were headed down that direction. It was like bigger butts were so in, and like
bigger shapes,
like hellos, everything. And now I feel like we're going back down a road of like this, like skinny, unhealthy. And it's like, whenever, like you were saying, like, I don't, you know, I haven't lived your experience. But like, I've never even thought about that before, how like a bigger girl would feel like, you know, she has to like stay like, you know, clean in some sense, because people assume they're dirty. In the same way, people assume bigger girls are unhealthy.
Right. Always.
When like, I know that like after I had my babies, like people would be like, oh my God, the snapback. And like you lost all the weight. And I'm like, and people would compliment it. And I'm like,
But
what they didn't know is like, I lost it in the most unhealthy way. I had so much anxiety. I wasn't eating well, if I was eating at all. And when I was eating, it was garbage.
Cause were like, you had anxiety, so you weren't eating.
Such bad postpartum anxiety and depression. And so I wasn't eating enough, and my anxiety was getting so bad I couldn't eat. And so like, and when I did eat, like I said, it was like comfort food and like food that was not good for me. And so I was like, I'm getting praised for like being unhealthy, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas bigger girls can be completely healthy and be told they're unhealthy just because they're big.
Yeah. It's crazy. It is. It's nuts. And I think about it the other way too. I always think about like skinny. I used to always tell people, oh my God, you're so skinny. And I like now know, like when you were saying, sometimes there's a trigger about your legs or something like that. I always think, oh, skinny is what everybody wants to be. Everything is beautiful, skinny. And like you said, they compliment when you lose weight. And it's crazy. Cause like you said, if it's like, and that's why I never manifest. I'm a manifestor. Everyone's like, why don't you manifest being skinny? And I don't ever want to say I want to be skinny, because like, what if it's like through, like I get sick or something like that. You know what I mean? I always just say I want to be healthy, which I could be a lot healthier, cause I was out of breath going up those stairs. But it is one of those things why I always do makeup, why I always do glam, cause I just feel like I have to look a little like more put together than someone who's just very like thin and can let things hang off or something like that.
Well, I think that's so annoying that people are commenting that, and so rude. And also it just shows that you're not very smart. Like that's the best you can come up with. Like just jabbing at someone's body is so weird. Like
I think they know it's like an insecurity.
I'm sorry. We didn't put a trigger warning or anything. Like I know body stuff is a very sensitive topic.
Yeah. Well, we can put it before.
We'll put a little trigger warning.
Screen or something. Trigger warning. Body talk. Like, yeah. It is actually a trigger. Cause like, when someone talks about being fat, right? Like I follow an influencer who's like she's like maybe 170 pounds, and she talks about, you know, how her weight gain and stuff. It like triggers me because I'm like, oh my God, she's like not fat at all. And like, she must think I'm like a cow, because it's like a mutual person I follow.
She doesn't think that.
No, I know. Of course not. And then, of course, everyone can feel fat. Like you could feel fat if you wanted to, or bloated. You know, I know someone who's like really tiny and they always feel bloated or whatever. And it's like, you're allowed to feel that way. Who was it? Oh, on TikTok, I love this girl. Do you know Alex Earl?
Probably. I don't know.
She's
anybody.
I had to know about your TikTok for you page. That's a whole other thing.
Oh my
but
God.
But I love this girl, Alex. She's so beautiful. She's literally an influencer. She became like a Victoria's Secret model because of her influence, and she's really pretty and all stuff like that. But she had a TikTok where she's like, hey guys, sorry, I'm like feeling really gross today. Like, ignore me. And she obviously looked beautiful. And people came for her like, oh my gosh, like, stop it. You look beautiful. And I'm like, she's allowed to feel ugly just because you think she looks like gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she did look gorgeous, but you know, people get so mad like when pretty people have problems too. But I know like skinny people, they can feel fat and whatever. Mm-hmm. But for me, it is a trick. You have to like definitely definitely put body, if you're talking about body or dieting or any stuff, because of course I would love to be trigger warning. I would love to be skinny. I always say that if I could be 100 pounds, I would be 100 pounds. I love food. Well, I lack a lot of willpower.
I think you are beautiful, obviously. Thank and you. I think I never once have I ever looked at you and thought anything negative about your body.
I always think I look good too. I always think I look really
because
pretty.
You do.
But I know, I also think like when I did gain weight, but also like size comparison, when I'm next to somebody, people used to do this with me and Moses all the time. It's like, look at her compared to Moses. And so like, yeah, if someone is smaller next to me, I look a little bigger, you know?
I'm
obsessed with your body though. I always think like when you tell me, oh, people call me chicken legs in school, I'm like, I really have those legs.
I think any talk about anyone else's body and shaming anyone else's body, I think is so obnoxious. And I think it can go both ways, but I do think, and this is my own personal opinion, I do think that it is much harder for bigger girls than it is for skinny girls, obviously, in my opinion. And like, I'm not saying that to be like, skinny girls don't get made fun of or whatever. Like, whenever I'm skinny, immediately all the comments are, people tell me I have an eating disorder every day. Mm-hmm. Like, you clearly need to get help. You have an eating disorder. Like, you look disgusting. You're too skinny. You look so gross. Gain some weight. Eat a burger. I mean, I get all of that. You know, I've had my ups and downs in my body, especially when I gained almost 100 pounds both my pregnancies.
Really? Oh, I didn't know.
I gained 70 and then 80.
Wow. Was it your belly? Did you mostly gain it like baby?
No, I gained it everywhere. Like my face, like my legs, like everywhere.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know.
And
you did have a big belly. Can I say that? When you're twins,
they were
not in a bad way, but your whole body was so little, then you had such a big belly. For me, I'd never look pregnant.
I looked pregnant like immediately with the twins. I felt, but
that's so cute though. I love that.
There's just like no room in there. I guess
I had no bump.
I have a really short torso and long legs, so like my torso is so tiny that there's not a lot of room, so it just had to go projectile out like a torpedo.
Belly was cool though. I loved watching the journey of the belly.
Crazy, but anyway, I think that any talk of anybody's like is inappropriate, and don't do it. Don't talk about other people's bodies.
Right.
Unless you're saying you look amazing, that period, like nothing else.
Period,
like,
yeah. Not you look amazing for your weight, or you look
like
amazing for a big girl.
Or whatever.
People always say, the only reason I do talk about my own body is because I just feel like I want
you're
people
to
know.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, but I sometimes don't like to, because I don't want to be that person that like my whole thing is like my personality is just about my weight and being big and stuff like that. But I just think it's important to talk about because, you know, I get insecure, but sometimes I'm really confident. Sometimes I'm overly confident. I was just telling this to Moses the other day. I literally feel like I have body dysmorphia sometimes, where I just literally feel like I'm tinier than I am, because I look at myself and I'm like, there was a movie. What movie was that? Where they're Shallow Hell, which is awful, kind of an awful movie. Did you ever watch that with Jack Black and Gwyneth Paltrow?
You'll find out that I've never seen any movies,
which is crazy because you're so pop culture. You are very pop culture. You're very versed in it.
I guess in something. It always surprises people what I know and what I don't know. Like,
you're not a movie girl.
No, I can't sit through movies. I have no attention span.
You don't watch TV shows?
I do. I watch reality and documentaries.
No
and
series?
Not really. Like a few. Some of them I do. But like
White Lotus,
I like White Lotus.
Okay, yeah. That's a good
one. White Lotus is great, but it is hard for me to get into. And you know what? In White Lotus, the girl, Daphne.
Yeah.
Cameron. What's her freaking name?
Oh, my gosh.
She's crazy because I know her name and I know her.
Is she a known actress? I didn't know. I'd never seen her
before.
She's
like a Broadway girl. Megan Faye. Oh my God. That was crazy.
Wait, I've never heard of her. I know.
I've performed with her. And I performed with her in New York City. She was in Next to Normal. Like she was in, do you know Next to Normal?
No. Trisha? I know. Some of my theater is not.
Deep. Like I'm excited.
Really?
Because you need to know it.
Musical or show?
It's a musical.
Really?
It's so good.
How do I know? Was anyone else in it with her? Or she's the star?
She wasn't the original, but she was in it. Oh my God. I wish I could tell you everything, but I don't want to give away spoilers. It's so good.
Oh my God.
Okay. So anyway, she's a beautiful voice, Megan Faye. And like, oh my God, there's so much I could say about her. But anyway, I got to do a little song with her in New York City at a cabaret. Cause when I lived in New York, I would just randomly sing it. Anything anyone asked me to do, I would say yes. And
did you do 54 Below?
Yes, I've been there, but I never did like my own show there.
Oh, okay. I love the background one.
Yeah, I know.
You have to do it just for TikTok. Cause I love the TikTok.
I know. But anyways, of course.
I get excited.
No, me too. But anyway, she's great. And when I watched White Lotus, I like didn't even recognize her at first. And then later, like people started posting on like social media to me like, oh my God, you sang with her. And I was like, what? And then I remember, I was like, oh my God, that's Megan.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah.
What's the song? What do you guys sing?
We sing a couple things. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
As Miranda? Or
no, as me. I'll show
just
you later.
On your channel? On your
blog? No, it was not me. It was like some composers.
At a cabaret.
Had a cabaret show. Oh. And like they had a bunch of different people come in and sing.
I want to know what you're saying. I love duets.
Later.
I love everything.
I'll show you later. But anyway, why did I even bring that up? I don't know.
Because White Lotus, TV. You don't watch TV.
Oh my God, sorry guys. This is.
I've watched so much TV. I've always been. Because growing up, you didn't watch TV. Because I was like, all I watched
no,
was TV.
No, this is why like YouTube and social media is such a good job for me, because we weren't allowed to watch much. And I couldn't even like read Harry Potter, like nothing like that. Like everything was kind of like satanic, mm-hmm. whatever. So, I didn't watch much. I watched Disney movies. But other than that, like not really anything. And plus we didn't have cable. So like there was nothing to watch.
You didn't watch Saved by the Bell or?
No. And also that was inappropriate, but like.
Really?
Yeah. There's inappropriate stuff in that for us too.
That's
crazy. But also we would just make our own videos. So mm-hmm. we had a camcorder and like camcorder. I sound so old, but like we did. And, we would make our own videos in our, so like my home videos, we have home videos where it's like opening Christmas presents, whatever, but the majority of them are like a storyline. And like we like,
and
we
movies.
Talk to the camera and we're like, you know, hey guys, watch this video. And we're talking to ourselves because we're the only ones who ever watch them.
Wow.
So,
did you ever upload them?
There's a few online, I think, somewhere, but like,
I love seeing that.
Oh my God.
I love seeing old clips of
I love
when they're
home
kids
videos.
And
oh
you're
God,
just like, oh my God,
thing.
They were the same.
Yeah.
Like, you're exactly how you are
I
now.
I can show you stuff. But, yeah, so this job like ended up being perfect for me. It's like I trained for it my whole life
because yeah, I was
allowed to watch anything.
You could have done YouTube when you were like 12 years old. You could have been posting. I always think that too. If they had social media when I was like 12, because we didn't film ourselves,
thank
but
God
we
I
like,
didn't.
Oh, I would have lived for it to see
I
like
would not
yourself
have.
On like, I don't know. To me, I always wanted to be like an actress, even at like 10. I'm like, I want to be it, but I didn't know how to like get in the door. I still don't have agents or headshots or anything, but I never knew how you did it back then. But if we would have had YouTube back then, I'd be like, someone's going to see me. That's how I thought. That's why I started YouTube when I was 18. I thought like all my videos about Quentin Tarantino, I thought, oh, he's going to see me. He's going to put me in a movie. Didn't happen.
Well, you're here
waiting.
Now.
I still think one day, that's why I do so many cosplays and acting. I'm like, one day someone will do a show and be like, Trisha's perfect for this.
You've been on so many shows.
No, but not like acting. Because I would always make a fool of myself just to be on TV. I didn't mind being the butt of the joke. I don't mind being a, like I don't want to be a joke, but I don't mind being part of the joke. You know what I mean? I don't
yeah.
want to be like the like people everyone's like laughing at.
Yeah.
Because like when I did America's Got Talent, at first I thought it was like serious, and then they kind of made it when I realized it was supposed to be a joke, and I was just like, oh shoot, I'm like the joke on this. So then I had to really turn it into being jokey. But at the beginning, I thought, oh, this is serious because I was doing so much fast talking on like Ellen and Guinness World Records. I thought, oh, they want me on there for that, and then I realized it was supposed to be a joke, and I was like, let me just change this up real quick.
I feel like you've been the butt of a joke a lot on the internet.
Yeah, I feel like that
Does
was
that
my talent. It doesn't upset me, and I don't mind it still. Like, I don't mind it, but I feel like it's kind of my defense mechanism where I'm like, you know what? I'm like, oh, I'm not talented. I'll just be this. I'll be this dumb. I'll be like, whatever. You can make fun of me and all that stuff like that. But I think after a while, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of like more than this. And it kind of gets to be exhausting. You know, I've done it for 10 years. I'm like, okay, people are, I'm like the punching bag. Like when I've been in like groups on YouTube, I've always been kind of like the joke and the punching bag. And like at the time,
yeah,
it kind of feels
like you
good.
Lean into it.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, well, I'm getting attention and this is views and all stuff like that. So it's not to say I wouldn't mind it, but I think times change a lot too, where it's like not as funny to like be mean to people. You know?
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah.
Yeah. And at the time, I like took it as a joke, you know, but then you look back and you're like, oh yeah, that kind of like, oh, I was kind of like degrading myself a little bit, but I didn't mind it at the time. It's just like looking back, I'm like,
yeah.
So now I'm kind of like, oh, I want to be like on TV, but I want to be like good. You know, I like Jennifer Coolidge. You know, like, I want to be like something good like that. You know what I mean? But
okay.
I also just like to be fun and funny and
well,
whatever.
You're I think you're very funny. I think you have very good comedic timing. And so, yeah, I was surprised we were doing a photo shoot earlier, which we need to talk about Romy and Michelle.
Oh, like, yeah, in high school.
I know.
That.
I had all these comments, all these topics I want to talk about.
We cannot. Do a high school. Because...
Like, literally, if anyone ever is listening to this and it's like, they should have more of a structure. Like, we literally can't.
Can.
I tried. I literally have a whole notes
yeah.
like full of like ideas and questions
too,
all
yeah.
stuff like we can't we literally can't but
we have to talk about high school
okay.
we are
yeah I know that's
school.
What I was gonna say was gonna, Romy Michelle okay
this episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer, deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies. Breathe easy and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From raspberry lemon lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing cherry and Palavo pineapple mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Hey, I wanted to finish a thought. Oh, shoot. What were we just talking about? Millisecond ago.
We were talking about when you're listening. Okay,
Being the butt of the joke and laughing. Oh, you're funny. So we're doing a photo shoot for this.
I am.
She, of course, is being like sexy. And I can't do sexy. So I was just like being like kind of like silly faces. And I was so excited because Romy and Michelle are kind of awkward.
Yeah, they so are.
And so like I was excited to do like awkward smiles and like awkward faces. And you were like, I'm just going to be pretty. I'm just going to do not awkward. I'm like, you're so funny though. Like, you're so good at awkward.
You said you wanted to do ugly faces. And I was like, I already look crazy.
You look so pretty.
I always am conscious of my face. So I'm like, I don't need to like look uglier. You know what I mean?
No, you're so pretty. You look so gorgeous.
Again, I think that's like you. You can get away with it. It's just like the burping and all stuff. You can get away with it because you're traditionally that beautiful and that tiny.
I'm going to say I'm ugly before everyone else tells me it.
That's so crazy.
So I'd rather just be like, yeah, I'm ugly and gross. Because then when people say it, I'm like, yeah, I agree.
But you're you're what society is beautiful. You know, you are beautiful. But you are. You have everything perfect. And so that's why I'm like, okay, you can be like, and it's funny when like the pretty girl is like funny and quirky and ugly.
I think that's not true. I think the pretty girl can't be funny.
No.
I think if someone's super pretty, then I don't think that personally. Oh my God, don't take that out of context. No, I think there's plenty of gorgeous women who are hilarious. But like,
you're Cameron Diaz, where she's like a model, but she's like goofy and quirky. And you're like, oh yeah, that's your vibe.
There's a lot of people who won't agree with you. But I will say that I think that when girls are really pretty, they have to work harder to prove that they're funny. And I don't think that about myself. I'm saying that like typically when you see a really pretty girl, like I think a lot of people have the stigma of like, well, she's not going to be funny. Like she is the pretty face.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like when pretty girls try to be funny, sometimes you're like, okay. Like, or it just doesn't. I get what you're saying.
There's like the pretty privilege thing that people talk about.
It's
where it's like
you 1,000% that.
You know, no, I think pretty girls are very funny. I hope no one thought I meant that.
Saying.
I think society has thought of that. My God. But anyway, I feel like it's harder to, like, for me, I feel like I don't think that I'm like this hideous monster or something. And it's, right. But I don't think I'm like the hot girl. Like, I'm like that. I'm just
really?
Like, I'm just like the brunette girl. You know, I'm
That's
just like,
so
a,
crazy.
I'm a girl. Like, I feel like I'm just like, that looks like a girl.
I feel like every time we've done this podcast, you've had a blonde wig. So I think of you as like this blonde bombshell, like Megan Hilty, like smash Marilyn Monroe. Like, that's how I think of you. And I think of you like that anyways now. I think of you as like I keep saying Elle Woods and stuff like that. I don't know
that's
why.
How I think
and
of
I guess
you
are
for
brunette.
Sure.
I don't know.
No,
but
I'm very brunette.
That's so funny.
I'm like,
but
just
I don't
like a,
see that.
I'm like the most like classic brunette girl. Like, I'm the friend.
Yeah, you have the bangs and the braids.
Like, I'm just like the friend of the girl.
The bangs are always, you always do bangs. You love the bangs.
No, okay.
You're the only one who does bangs, and I love it,
Okay. No one likes the bangs, but I've done bangs 3 times now in my life.
Why do you love them?
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I hate my forehead, and it hides my forehead.
Wait, what do you hate about it?
I have a big forehead. I've always wanted a big forehead.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay, because speaking of size comparison, you know,
mine's bigger than yours.
Because I have the biggest one.
What?
He's saying no.
Moses.
My unhealthy. I have a
my
huge
forehead is way bigger than yours, first of all. Yes, it is.
I have the biggest forehead. It's like actually a problem.
What are you talking about? I've never thought
and
that about
my hair's
you.
Pulled back today, so like Moses is agreeing. And he'll
like,
always
yeah, oh, my hair being pulled back is like, okay, when I did, oh my God, this is not a name drop. This is just like legit. I remember like one of the most embarrassed I've ever been about, like I always want bangs or even, like I was so mortified when the middle part came back to some when we went away from the side part, because the side part kind of hid some of my forehead and we went to the middle part and I was like, oh no, everyone's gonna see my big old forehead. And then but when I did Ariana's music video, the Thank You Next music video, I was super pregnant, but they pulled my hair back and they pulled back tight, like slick back, and I was like, oh my God, so many people are gonna see this and everyone's like gonna see how big and gross my forehead is. Like,
what?
I was so, and of course no one was looking at me because they're looking
what?
At the Queen Ariana.
No,
but also I was extremely pregnant. So even if they were looking at me, they're not looking at my forehead.
I think people were looking because you were pregnant for sure. You were
well,
the pregnant.
But they're not looking at my freaking forehead is my point.
I've never looked at your forehead and
oh
I was so
hate
honest
my forehead.
With
it's
you.
It's one of my biggest insecurities. My forehead and my nose, like I hate them so much.
What?
But yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
Your nose is so tiny too. What do you hate about your nose?
I'm gonna vomit.
It's literally so straight, so narrow.
What? My nose, you said you're no okay
oh
first
my
of all,
gosh
I've always been made fun
I
of
think
my,
you have
for
dysmorphia
my nose
for real because you really don't wait
dysmorphia
what?
For me
yeah
like, no for being such a like a big ugly nose like always oh, yeah
what?
I've been made fun of my nose my whole life.
That is the craziest thing. Did you get
what?
A nose job?
No,
this is your natural nose. And
yes,
people make fun of this nose.
Yes.
It's so I've never looked at your nose and be like, why you have a big nose?
Well, thank you. Sure,
that's
whatever.
Crazy.
Nothing, big noses are beautiful too.
No, I know.
But I'm just saying that's, it's my insecurity because I've been
trigger warning. I know that's what I'm saying. When people talk about stuff and then people someone else with a bigger nose will be like, oh my God, my nose is huge. Even though though you don't mean it that way, but it just happens.
Yeah, I don't like my forehead. So like bangs hide that. And also like I have a lot of wrinkles, which there's nothing wrong with wrinkles. Wrinkles are beautiful. But you know, sometimes I'm like, I feel insecure about that because I've been taught that that's not okay. And so like, I just feel a little bit more secure when I can hide my face. So I like, I want as much hair covering my face as possible.
That's so interesting. But you don't, okay, so interesting. So we were talking about this earlier, and if you don't want to talk about it, it's fine. But we were talking about how plastic surgery and stuff like that. You said you don't, you're self-conscious about wrinkles, but mm-hmm. you don't get Botox. Mm-mm. So it's like, is it like a stance thing or is it like you don't want to get
it's not
it?
A
or?
Stance. No. I think if people want to get stuff done, they should. Like, I think it's all awesome. Like, whatever will make you feel the most confident and beautiful version of you. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's an individual choice. And like, I am so supportive of it. I think right. like, go for it. But what I don't like is what society has taught us for girls specifically, that you need to look young to be pretty. Mm-hmm. I think that women in general are told that as they age, you know, oh, she's, you know, an old hag, or she's gone off. Oh, she's looking old. She needs to get work done. Like, oh my God, look how old she looks. Like, people talk about that when girls age. Like, people say it about me all the time, that I'm not aging well and like I look old, whatever.
Which is like crazy.
Which is, it is what it is. But I just don't think it should be
a thing.
A
that people
diss. Like, it's like, so you're angry at facts. You're angry yeah. that like people get older when they get old. Like, what are you talking about?
Ageism,
like, it's such a weird, annoying thing to me.
It's so annoying and it's so bizarre.
And sexist, because it doesn't really happen to men. But
it never happens to men. Men are always like, you know, they're glorified forever. But it's like, it is interesting because one, like, obviously aging is a blessing. People who don't get to make it to 35 or 40, like, it's so tragic and so sad.
Well, and with age comes wisdom, knowledge, experience,
stability of mind and find everything. But now I feel like we are in the era of like older people, I don't know, old people like making this comeback, because I was telling you, we watch Only Murders in the Building, Steve Martin 77, Martin Short 73, but then the women too. Meryl Streep was on the third season. Jennifer Coolidge obviously made her big comeback, and I'm like, oh, I kind of like that. Like, and Jennifer, we talked about this last night because I love her, but that they're kind of making a comeback now, that it's like kind of cool to be like older. Like, I feel like Desperate Housewives, I love that show. I wish they'd do a reboot where they're all like in their 40s and they're like sexy and hot. So I kind of like that we're coming around with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't watch that show, so maybe they're like drama, but they look beautiful. I mean, if they're 50 and they look good. Erica Jane has her own show in Vegas, so like, me inspiration that like, okay, you can still make it at 50 years old or whatever. Yeah. But
well, yeah of course you can. And I hope that like it shifts, but it doesn't seem to be shifting as far as like people hating women for getting older. It's like, it's very annoying to me. And then when women get a bunch of work done, because everyone tells them they need to get a bunch of work done, then, oh, they got too much work done, they look crazy, look insane, like whatever. I don't like that. I don't like that there's so much talk about women's image and looks in the industry, mm-hmm. as opposed to like them as human beings. Because like, even for me, like, when I, oh, you asked why I don't get it done. It's because Miranda, I like to have like the elastic face. Like, I like to be able to make all the weird expressions, and I, you know, who knows how long I'll do Miranda, but I really love it. And so like, as long as I'm doing it,
how long will you do it? Do you think you'll ever stop retiring? You retired for a minute. You like stopped doing it for like a year.
It's not that I stopped. It's just like, I wasn't inspired really to like make Miranda videos, but I'm on tour right now and I'm making Miranda videos, and I love the character. I think it's really fun. And I do think it's funny to me, and I know it's a very specific type of humor that a very niche type of person likes, but I think it's really fun. I really enjoy doing it, and so I'll do it as long as people want to see it, and as long as I'm enjoying it.
I think
getting Botox and stopping my forehead and face from being able to do all the weird faces I do, like,
that makes sense.
I enjoy that. But also, like, you know, I do think it's important to show that like both are beautiful. Like, getting all the Botox and the filler and getting a little bit, or doing whatever you want to your face, is your decision. That can be beautiful. And you can look a killer. You can look amazing. And also not doing those things can be beautiful too. So part of me, it's not a stance, but it's like, I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool that like I can say like I haven't, so that I can show people that like it's okay to not. Because in the Hollywood industry, I don't know about the rest of the world or country, but like in the Hollywood industry, it's very, I do feel a lot of pressure to do it. Not that people are telling me to, but just because everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So you look weird when you don't get it. It's like oh, you have wrinkles on your forehead.
Right,
oh my gosh.
I literally don't think I have a friend who's in the industry who hasn't had something done.
We talked about this morning. Everyone like, has it.
Literally everybody. And so it's, it is weird that I haven't. And so I'm like, oh, it's, you know, maybe it's a good representation for people to see that like, you don't have to have that to just exist. So
no,
like,
it's good.
You know, so it's not that it's like, and maybe I will someday. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get Botox someday or filler or something. Who knows? But like right now I don't. But anyway, I guess I'm kind of a hypocrite because I'm like, I want to show that like this can be beautiful, but then at the same time I'm like, ew, I hate it. Let me cover it with bangs.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of hypocritical, but it's like, I'm trying to like, embrace it, but also like it's hard to learn to love something that society's told you to hate for over 30 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
but it changes. It changes, like you said, the people pressure. And I know, like in the early 2000s when I got like my boob job, everyone had fake boobs. So if you didn't have it, you looked weird. Like my boobs looked literally floppy. And I was like, I need to get them. And then now it's like out now. Everyone's getting theirs removed. And I'm like, oh my God, I wish I would have gotten mine because it hurts and they leak and all that stuff like that.
They leak? What do you mean?
They leak. I think I have, I mean, I'm not diagnosed myself, but like I've looked up the symptoms. It's like there, you can get this breast implant illness, I think it's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this. Yeah, yeah. My friend had it, actually, and she had to get hers taken out.
I think literally everybody, after like 10 years, they just start to leak. My mom just got hers fixed because hers literally was leaking inside.
She has to get it redone every 10 years, right?
Yeah, she just got hers done because she had a leak in it. She just got hers done literally weeks ago.
When was the last time you had yours?
10 years. It's 10
years. So you need to get it done.
Yes, and it feels, I can feel like I feel weaker. I feel sick. I feel tired all the time, and I'm just like, oh, I need, and I was supposed to get it done before I got pregnant with Malibu. I didn't think I was getting pregnant so quickly with her. So I need to get it done at some point because, yeah, it's like, it's called breast implant illness, and it can like literally like it makes you sick over time.
And yeah, I have a friend who got super sick from it, and she said once she got hers taken out, she was like, oh my God, it was the weirdest thing. I felt like I didn't even realize how much it was affecting me until they were gone. And then once they took them out, I was like, oh, is this what breathing feels like? Like she couldn't, she realized she hadn't taken a deep breath in 10 years.
Because it's literally objects, like these foreign objects in your body, which again, I would just get mine replaced. There's no way I wouldn't go without them because my boobs are crazy and whatever. I'm self-conscious about it. But it is one of those things where everyone felt pressured, or BBLs or big lips. And now everyone's getting their lips dissolved because everyone needed lip injections. Now everyone's dissolving their lips. And mine literally don't go down. Like I've got to try to get them dissolved. Like mine do not go down. They're just stay this way forever. I haven't gotten them done in years. And I wish I could go back. When I see myself young with like the thinner lips, I'm like, God, I kind of wish I did that. But it was such a trend. Not, I don't hate my lips now. I'm like, I think I would rather have them a little big.
I think big lips are still in. I don't.
Everyone's getting them dissolved. I see them. I don't know. It's always a thing. And like, you know, BBLs are out. Everything is out and then it's in. And
yeah.
Just, you know.
Well, that's what I was trying to say earlier. It was like, you know, whatever people say is like in, like if skinniness is in, well, in 10 years it won't be. Like it's like, so what is beautiful? Because like,
it changes.
It changes constantly.
All the
so
time.
Like what you think is gross right now, like will be beautiful in 5-10 years. And that's, you know, anyway,
it's true. I think like one of my favorite people is Pamela Anderson. She's so tiny. But the same,
I love
Ashley Graham too. Like I saw her on the red carpet for interviewing Hugh Grant. And I was like, I love her body too. I like that there's representation for all types that can be like beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson's. She was in Chicago.
Who?
Pamela Anderson.
She was.
Oh, yeah, she was.
I saw her documentary. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was so good. I love her.
It was so good. I love her.
She's been through so much. People just, man, people are so awful
to her. I know. I think it's like, thank God people are seeing it while they're alive. I always feel like when people die, then they're just like, oh, you know, people were so awful to her. Like, I think of like Anna Nicole. They just did a documentary about her, which was horrible, by the way. They literally just made her look like this, like, drug addict, like this awful person. But they were so mean to her in death and now, or in life. And then after death, now everyone's like, oh, we miss her. She was so great. I mean, people were so mean to her and so cruel. And it's like, and same thing with Pam. She got like Britney too. Everyone's like so mean. Even her own fans are like so mean to her right now and stuff. And I'm just like, it takes them either dying or like, luckily Pam, we could see it while she's alive and people are giving her.
You think Britney's fans are mean to her right now? I mean, we don't need to get into that, but like,
I see them
like trying to like, you know,
I think it's like the speculation of it. Cause I'm such a fan. I go back and forth cause they speculate a lot. Everyone thinks it's all these conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I've seen all the conspiracy theories.
So is that helping her or hurting her? Because if she is okay and it's fine, then it's annoying to hear like Sam's using her and everyone's this conspiracy. And if she's not okay and she's trying to get help, people like speculating, bringing more attention to it, like doesn't help either. I don't know. I'm such torn with it.
I feel like I love Britney Spears and I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going on. I just hope she's okay. But like, I think that's probably where it comes from. Is like, if people are truly her fans, like I would hope that it's coming from a place of like wanting to make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying.
But then
like,
what point does it get to be like, if everyone's just like, oh, Moses is covering for Trisha and stuff like that, you know, what if he's just genuinely there for her? I don't know. It is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I know. I see what you're saying.
I just love her. I just love her so much, but people analyzing every little thing. And then she has to go on Instagram and be like, stop being annoying and stop doing this. And like, you know, I don't know.
I know, but it does seem, I'm not trying to, I don't, I'm, we're not the type to like sensitive. Get into like pop culture or whatever,
yeah.
Like, because I do think this is like a real person, like, and
yeah,
who's like real feelings and going through whatever. But I do feel like, it all does seem, I'm not a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but like, it does seem a little fishy. Something's
of course.
Off, and I just hope she's okay. So.
Right. If she's going through something, I know. I have the biggest parasocial relationship with Britney of anyone. I really, I literally, when she announced she was pregnant, then she sadly miscarried, but she was pregnant around the same time I was, I like literally DM'd her and I was like, hey, if you need a friend, here's a doctor that I go to. Like, I was literally trying to be her friend. Like, I have such a parasocial relationship with her where it's like, I wouldn't even want to like film with her or anything like that. I just like want to like, but everyone feels that way with her because it's Britney. Britney, and she's very relatable and stuff. Yeah. But I love her, and I think about her daily, which is like so weird. And I don't think about that with anyone else. I don't know what it is.
I think, I mean, she's iconic. Like, she is everything. She was, I mean, she's like the biggest pop star of our time.
And she's also so real.
Well, I love Britney. Justice for Britney, whatever's going on. I hope she's okay. Yes, like, I just hope she's okay because she's like just done so many things, wonderful things for so many people. Yeah. Like me included. Like, oh my God, the amount of times I cried to Lucky.
I didn't know you were a Britney stan either. This is so
How could
weird
I not
to
be?
Me.
I don't know. 90s, 2000s girly. Like, hello.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like the queen to me, you know?
Yeah, Lucky was iconic. And
Lucky. Yeah. Well, I remember just sobbing to that song.
Yeah, it's relatable because you think like, oh yeah, why did these tears come
and
in?
The like, Every time
I look at it, that's the one she wrote. She's so good.
That one, I learned to play it on the piano. I'd play it in the choir room, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so dramatic.
She plays it on the piano too. Brittany's so good at it. Oh, that's one of my favorite of all time. So good. I love it.
Yeah, no, I love her. I love her, but I just hope she's okay. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows what's going on, but like, I love her. Anyway.
We love her. Yes. Okay. We have to talk about high school. It's our final stretch.
Wait. We're talking about Romy and Michelle. So we're going to premiere the video like separate from this video. But we did do a music video.
It was so fun. Oh, we haven't really seen the footage fully. Yeah, but
she's like, it's amazing.
It was so much fun.
I was too much. I was like, we have to try again. Like,
it was so good. Corey was the star though, because honestly, he held his weight so good because like that, and not to go back to Alan Cumming because we already talked about him, but like at the beginning, I was like, is he really dancing? Because he's holding his weight so good. He's like falling so gracefully. I always want to know that.
Who, Alan Cumming?
Yeah. Should we have him on the podcast? Who's our dream guest?
Oh, my God. Anyone.
I think your top three, and then we'll get him.
Well, okay, here's the deal. Anyone who comes on this podcast has to dress up with us.
1,000%. 1,000%.
But dream guests, I literally would, anyone. You mean like my favorite celebrities?
Yeah, that you want to like
Oh my God, there's so many people. You go first, because I have to think about it. Okay, actually, you have them off the top of your head.
It's hard off the top of my head.
Jennifer Coolidge, for sure.
Oh, Jennifer Coolidge I love her too. She would be great.
And I really want to dress up like Jennifer Coolidge and Jane Lynch's character in Best in Show. Do you know the lesbian couple? What the hell?
Wait,
Trisha,
really?
Are you serious? Jane Lynch. You've never heard Jennifer Coolidge being like, we could talk or not talk for hours and still find things to not. I'm not doing an impression.
No.
And still not find things to not talk about. We both love soup. You've never heard these Jennifer
Coolidge? No. Oh my God. And I love her. I've seen her in everything.
Oh my God. She's so funny.
Is she younger or is she older?
She's like,
is it the 90s, early?
It's the 90s or 2000s. Like, I mean, Best in Show was a while ago. It was like,
I never heard of this.
Oh my God. It is one of my favorite movies. I love Christopher Guest makes wonderful. My favorite movie of all time is one of his movies. But
Christopher Guest, is he Home Alone guy?
No. Wait, Home Alone guy?
Did he direct Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin? What are you thinking of? What are you talking about?
Is he a director or actor?
He does all of it. But he's an actor. He's a comedian. He writes. Have you seen Waiting for Guffman? I'm leaving.
Oh, wait, how do you see all these movies? You say you haven't seen any movies.
No, okay, but because they're like mockumentaries. So they're comedies. They're making fun of documentaries. So it's like Best in Show is about like dog shows where they show pretty dogs, you know?
Yeah.
And about the people who would do dog shows. So they're like, it's so funny. And Waiting for Guffman's about theater.
Is it about a documentary about theater?
It's a mockumentary, so it's making fun of, but it's like...
What's with all these mockumentaries? I didn't know there were so many.
What are you talking... Like, it's like The Office. You know, like The Office is like a mockumentary. It's right. It's a pretend documentary.
The only one I've seen is like Drop Dead Gorgeous, the one with Kirstie Alley and Kirsten Dunst.
I've never seen that.
That's a mockumentary about beauty pageants.
I haven't seen
and
that
And the
one.
Girl... Denise Richards blows out. Oh my God, that's...
I have to watch that. Okay. Yeah, I love mockumentaries. That's my favorite type of comedy.
Okay, we'll have to watch it.
Oh my God, I can't believe you haven't seen Best in Show.
I have to watch it. Jennifer Coolidge.
I don't know if it'd even be your type of comedy though, because like I feel like I really like awkward, weird, uncomfortable
Napoleon
humor.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, I feel like you would hate that.
Yeah, I actually kind of hate Napoleon Dynamite.
Because I feel like you would like. I'm just gonna say, I feel like you would hate Miranda Sings. Like I feel like that is not your
jam. I've never gotten to the videos, but I loved the show.
I'm not offended by you not liking it.
Yeah,
though,
yeah. It's not that I didn't like it. I just never liked that. I never watched it because I always thought it was for kids. Like I thought of it like a Misery. I don't know, but like
not at all. But like,
the TV show was so risque and so dark, and I was just like, I loved even the second season even better. That was the one when it's Annie, right? When you guys put on Annie, like
Annie's. Season one.
Oh.
But is it? Yeah, it's season one. Season two, I don't even remember.
Season two ends with you on there. I love it. No, I love it. And that's the thing, how we became friends. Because I think I put out a video and we weren't even friends at the time. Like, I didn't know you at all. I don't even think we met.
Yeah, you said you liked
I loved it. I was like, this is actually so good. Because at the time, so many YouTubers were trying to go like mainstream and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I was just expecting to like none of it be good. And it was so good. And
I remember that being such a big compliment to me, because you literally say in your video, you're like, I don't really like Miranda Sings. Like, it's not my thing. Like, and so I didn't have high expectations. And that was like the nicest compliment to me.
Moses watched it before. He's like, yeah, I watched it. I was like, you did? He's like, I didn't know. Colleen, I didn't know anything. I just like watched it because he watched everything on Netflix years ago when it first came out. I was like, that's so funny. It was huge. It was like a huge show. And people, the one thing I was going to say is people compared it to Napoleon Dynamite. And I was like, I hate Napoleon Dynamite, but I like love that. So to me, it wasn't the same humor.
I love,
I guess it would be if you like awkward humor.
I love awkward humor. I love painfully awkward. I like, because that's life. Like life is awkward and life is, I love showing, and watching things that seem like real life. Yeah. Like in real life, there are awkward silences. Right. And like, you know, there's awkward moments in real life and you don't see that on most TV and movies because like, that's not interesting. You got to keep the conversation going, whatever. Yeah. And so to me, I don't like awkward silence in my life because it makes me uncomfortable.
I was going to say, in my real life, there's no awkward because I just talk.
Yeah, me too. That's why we both like, we never shut up. Like yeah, if there was a silent moment, one of us would be like, so anyway,
I'm always talking.
I'm the same way. But like in film and movies and in stuff that I've created, I'm like, I don't want, like, I remember with Netflix having conversations going back and forth being like, they'd be like, we want score, we want music under this scene. I'd be like, no, I like the silence because you can feel how uncomfortable it is.
Yeah.
And like, you know, who knows if that was a bad choice or not, but like, I just love feeling like, I think I like when shows and TV and movies make me feel deeply. And I like that, like, it has the possibility to make me feel awkward or uncomfortable. Like,
oh, you want to feel awkward.
No, it's not that I want to. I get excited when shows and movies and projects, whatever, make me feel deeply in any way.
I get sad,
happy, excited, awkward, intense, like whatever. And, so yeah, I think that's why I like awkward comedy because it feels like real life. Like that's like real. That's how life. The funniest things to me are like awkward moments.
Awkward, yeah. I guess I just feel awkward watching an awkward movie. I'm just like Napoleon Dynamite. I'm just like, oh, like awkward.
Oh, I like Napoleon Dynamite.
I get it. It was huge. It was such a big thing. But there was someone named Trisha that had a mustache in there, and like in high school, people made fun of me because I had a mustache. Over, and like, oh my god, you like Trisha from Napoleon Dynamite? Because she had a
what?
Mustache.
Wait, who's?
There was someone who shaded a mustache in a drawing. I don't know this movie at all.
Oh,
but
yes.
And her name was
Trisha.
That's all I know.
Wait, what were we just talking about? Oh, who would we want to be guests?
Oh, yeah.
Alan Cumming.
Who else?
And Jennifer Coolidge. That was it. Yeah, okay. That's all we want.
Maybe Joshua Robert Cooley. He commented on our post. Oh, my God. He's one of my favorite Broadway actors. He's in The New Descendants. I love him. He performed at 54 Below. I think we talked about him before. No, he was a really young kid on Broadway. He was in, like, Les Mis. He was in, oh, God, he's been in so many things. He would have been a great Evan Hansen.
We were talking about him?
I think I might have told you about him before.
I need to see his face. I'm sure I've known him.
He did I was talking about the Broadway where they do gender swaps. And he did the Skylar sisters at one of those. And he was so good. I don't know. He's a really good Broadway actor.
I'm sure I've known him for myself. I'm just so bad
at
names.
He's like a young kid Broadway actor. He's so good. He was with Gatton Matsurato in Les Mis. They like switched the part. He was really good. And I love him. And he's a big Broadway. So whenever Broadway. Oh, and the other one where you didn't know, but I love her. She's a Broadway actress. She was Paulette in Legally Blonde, or Faye, I think her name. And she commented too. And I was so excited. We have to do that scene. Singing.
Yeah, I put it as a list. I was like, should we do it on the podcast or should we do it on?
Yeah, we could do.
We could do either. Copyright. I copyright, but like, will it be copyright if we sing like 2 seconds?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. Also, they might not know. Yeah, we could do it. I don't know if it's outside. Maybe for
we'll
the vlog.
We'll do it later. Okay.
I don't know. It never gets any views, those, but I'd love to do them and I continue to do them
I want to do it.
They're
with you.
So fun.
I feel like there's musicals I wouldn't know the words to that you would. I feel like you could beat me in
They're pretty mainstream musicals. I feel when they get like niche musicals, I'm like, okay. Because I do love theater, but I'm not like, what do you call it? Like a theater nerd where I know like the intricate like ones that no one's ever heard of.
I wish
I knew. I just don't know.
See, I feel like I'd be the opposite where I'd know like all the words of the Sondheim ones or something. You know, know like I wouldn't be able to sing.
I know Wicked.
Like, I wouldn't.
You know Wicked.
Who doesn't
know
Wicked?
Can we do the whole Wicked when we do our album? We could just do the whole entire show.
Wait, hold on. This is what we're doing. Yeah. We're going to dress up like we're going to do Wicked eventually.
Yeah. We have to think
and
of the look
we'll do
we
the
want.
Podcast, but then we'll turn off the podcast. We'll push record again and we'll just turn on the Wicked soundtrack.
Okay.
And we'll just sing.
Do the whole thing.
The whole thing.
I know every single bit.
I would do that.
Yeah, I will too. That's like my dream.
I literally would do that.
I feel like I have done that. I think I used to do Broadway musicals in 5 minutes. I used to do like Wicked in 5 minutes, but it was like a 45-minute video, and I did like the whole thing, like the whole thing through.
So it'd be in 5 minutes, but you do it in 45
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah. I'd be like Wicked in 5 minutes. I'm sure it's still up, and I was dressed as like I painted my face green, and I did the whole thing, and
oh my god,
yeah, I just loved it. Again, I always thought people would like see me. I'm like, maybe Wicked will see me. They don't do stunt casting, and so they definitely want to have me. But they have very talented people.
Oh my god, yeah, they do.
I'm surprised they never asked you because you said Broadway has reached out to you. Like other than stunt casting, like other shows have reached out to you.
Well, not to be in them, to see like if I was interested in auditioning for them. Like I've
that's big though.
No one's like reached out to me to be like, please be in this Broadway show. Like I would
has
do
Wicked
asked
you to audition ever?
I've auditioned for Wicked.
Yeah,
when I lived in New York. It was a long time
before
ago.
Before social media?
No, it was after Miranda started getting popular or whatever, but they didn't ask me to. Like, I went in. Like, I was auditioning like crazy when I lived in New York City.
Oh, for Broadway.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I auditioned all constantly.
Wow. And You never did a Broadway show before Waitress. That was your first.
No. Yeah, Waitress was my first. Yeah.
I am shocked. I'm so shocked.
I did an off-Broadway show.
What was it?
It was Odyssey. Oh. But it was like off.
Like,
Broadway.
What was the seat?
I don't know. I guess it was considered off-Broadway, but I was like, I don't know.
But it's in New York City. It's off-Broadway.
I guess. But it was, it was fun. I was Cersei, or I don't even remember. I had this song called Animal Instincts.
How's it
and
go?
I was like supposed to be sexy.
Oh, okay. So you have sexy roles. You always say, I'm not sexy. I'm not doing whatever.
Like, how does it go? I don't remember. I was like, I'm so annoying.
I love
never talk to me again. I just did that.
I
literally just go, I don't remember how it goes. And like, I literally just did the most annoying thing anyone's ever done in my life.
I love it.
I can't believe I just did that. I never want to be seen again.
I said to sing it.
Please just block this half of the screen for the rest of the podcast. I don't deserve to be alive. That was crazy what I just did.
I love it.
Who's like, oh, I don't even know what it is.
But that's
it. Like, I literally just like, that was so weird.
When you say, I have like a defense thing where it's like, this is going nowhere, whatever. You're very just that person to prepare in case it doesn't come out right. And then you're like,
well,
oh,
no, my mind went like, oh, I don't remember it. And then it immediately remembered it. And so then I started singing it. So I was like, I don't remember it. And then I literally remembered the one.
I love it. Let's
lyric.
Hear it.
Oh my God. No, I never want to sing again. Because that was so embarrassing what I just did. That's like, that is a meme. That is like someone going like, don't make me sing. Don't make me sing. And then singing. Like, that was so gross. Like, I can't believe we just did that.
You didn't do SNL, did you? Did you ever
host
it? Oh, why did I think
I got asked to audition for SNL and I said no.
Oh, what? Why are you saying no to things?
Because I'm too scared. But SNL,
oh,
I was like,
God.
I was right at the beginning of my career. I mean, the beginning, like right when Miranda first went viral. I had just got my, I went to New York City and I got a manager right away, like, who like came and saw me at an open mic night. And he was like, hey, I want to work with you. And I think he was trying to impress me. So I don't know if they actually asked or if he just was lying to me or what. But he was like, hey, SNL wants you to audition for them, which I think that had to have been a lie. There's no way they knew who I was. And I was
know.
Like, he's like, do you have other characters? Like, they went, like, that had to
be. Oh, you did
no
character
way.
Work. So, like, and if you're doing shows in New York, that would make sense. I think they did ask people. I think
there's
they
no
do.
Way.
There was a guy on TikTok that made an audition tape for her SNL, and it went viral because people were making fun of him, but I thought it was pretty good. And he just disappeared off TikTok.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
He hasn't made a TikTok since. I'm like, where did that guy go?
Well, they asked me, and I said no. And my manager was like, please. And then he called me again the next day. He's like, please. They want to see, like, just make one. And I was like, no, I'm too scared. I can't.
What?
I was too scared. I was like, that's embarrassing.
That's so weird for you because you're such a go-getter. I would just try it. Like, I would just do it.
In some ways, I'm a go-getter, but in other ways, I'm too scared. Like, I'm...
That's...
Yeah, sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not. Because to me, I was like, oh my God, like, that's... It's one thing to be a go-getter to be like, I'll book my own show and then, like, people who watch my videos will come. And like, yeah let's do that. But it's another thing to be like, I'm going to put myself on tape for, like, the people at SNL to watch. Because in my head, my mind immediately goes like, oh, they're going to watch and be like, what made this girl think she's good enough?
What?
Like, that's what I think they
that's
would think.
That's crazy. I would just take the opportunity because I just be like, when are you going to get it again? Did you ever get it again? Did they ever ask you again? Was
no,
it your one
I don't
shot?
Think so. Yeah, I think. But, like, it wasn't something, like, I've never seen myself on SNL. And it's not to say, like, that's not, like, the most incredible opportunity yeah. ever. It is. And people, I'm sure, will be so mad at me that, like,
it's
I turned
it down.
But it's not that it, yeah, it's just, like, I couldn't see myself doing that. I don't think I'm talented enough for that. I don't think that's my wheelhouse. Like, I'm not those people are so talented.
They do, like, impersonations. They're very specific comedy.
I'm not good at, like, impersonations. I'm not good at that kind of stuff. So, like,
you could host it. You could just be a host, like a guest host. Go an episode.
If I ever got super duper crazy famous, which I don't foresee. But
first of all, you've been there. You're up there. I never got to the level of that. You were on, like, all these shows. Like, that's a level.
I was never SNL famous,
girl.
No,
you so were. That's not true.
You do have dysmorphia for me in general.
No, you for sure have definitely been the most. I'm not just saying this either because I've known so many people who try to get Netflix shows, so many, like, huge YouTubers, like the biggest ones, and they've gotten, like, rejected from Netflix, and you've had 1-2 comedy special, like all that stuff like that. So you definitely have. I think you have dysmorphia about it because you're mainstream. You did Broadway. You did
true.
That. Yeah. I think that classifies. And if you get more than one season, because some YouTubers get TV shows and it doesn't last like a season, which is more than I got. So, like, good for you. But I think, like, if you get second seasons, comedy special, a lot of stuff that's mainstream.
Well, I feel lucky it happened at all. And I loved it. But
you should have done SNL for Haters Back Off because then you had something to promote. You know, I feel like
I know,
go on
but
there
I wasn't famous
it.
Enough for that. Like, SNL's like
really?
Celebrities do SNL, not like. You know,
now
I got
I
my big break doing
Maybe
like.
They do.
You know, I don't know. But anyway, wait, we're supposed to talk about high school
high
this
school.
Whole time. Oh my God, we're never.
You were homeschooled, right?
Not for high school.
You went to so you were homeschooled, then you went to public school.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's scary.
It was really
Did you
scary.
Want to or your parents?
I wanted to. So
what?
My brother, so I have two older brothers and a younger sister. And my brother, who's just a year and a half older than me, is deaf. And, you know, well, now he has cochlear implants, but, like, you know, hard of hearing when he was born, eventually went he was deaf. And so my parents were trying to find a good schooling situation for him. It was really hard to find a good school system. Anyway, so they kept bopping us all around to different private schools, public schools, whatever. And then I was in sixth grade, and they said, we're going to take Trent out to homeschool and try that. So do you guys want to be homeschooled? They asked all of us. And you want to know my reasoning for wanting to be homeschooled? It's crazy.
Because you want to be on TV?
No.
Oh.
I did want to be on TV.
Like a star?
Do you have diaries, by the way, from your childhood? Journals?
I do. I don't know. I used to journal all the time. I have them probably at my mom's house. Yeah. Maybe at my dad's house.
We have to do an episode where we read through journals.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I'm a journaler. Anyway, I still journal every day.
Oh, that's so good for your brain.
I love it. Every morning I do it. Yeah.
Anyway, so I said yes because I got really bad homesickness when I was a little girl. Like if I spent the night at anyone's house, I would cry and beg to go home.
Oh.
I had really bad separation anxiety for some reason.
Oh.
And so in sixth grade, there's a huge class trip to Catalina Island. Or something.
Oh, yeah. You grew up out here, right?
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, my God. And my mom couldn't go. My parents weren't allowed to go, obviously. I was like, I'm going to get homesick on an island and cry in front of all of my classmates and not be able to get home to my mom. And just everyone's going to make fun of me for the rest of my life. It was at the end of the year.
Oh.
And this is the beginning of sixth grade. And I was like, yes, pull me out. I was like already planning ahead. That's how much anxiety I had about that trip, about the idea of getting homesick and wanting to go home when I was on an island. I was like, that was the only reason I wanted to be homeschooled. I was like, take me out of school right now.
Oh my
gosh. It was the best excuse to not have to like go on that trip. So then I was homeschooled.
That's so extreme.
I know. And so then I was homeschooled for the rest of sixth grade. And seventh and eighth. And then I went into
went to school for grade school.
Yeah. So I was public school, and then I went to a private school for a few years, and then a public school for a year, and then homeschooled, and then public high school. So I bopped around.
What was your favorite? Public?
Public. So private, I was bullied a lot and like people just weren't nice.
Yeah.
Homeschool, I think I could have liked homeschooling. Homeschooling's can be all, there's all different versions of it. And homeschooling, you can put your kids in like tons of different activities and classes. And like, there's so many great ways to make homeschooling awesome now. If you're lucky enough to let that be a part of your life, you know, it's definitely a privilege to be able to stay home and mm-hmm. homeschool your child. Like that's awesome. But, for me, I was really lonely. So I actually asked, I begged to go to public school because I was like, I was lonely. I miss being around people.
Right.
So then I went into public high school, and that was a really hard transition. But what about you? Did you always do public school? Like
I always did public school. High school was hard for me. High school was hard because I always did public school, and then my freshman year, I like dropped out, moved to California because my dad was in California, and then I did like homeschooling.
Freshman year?
Yeah. So halfway through freshman year, I dropped out from Illinois, came to California. I wanted to try acting. I did like these scam acting classes.
With your mom and your sister?
No, my dad lived out here.
Okay.
So I convinced
I did know this.
I convinced my mom to let me move out with my dad, and it went good, but then my dad was asking for child support, so then my mom's like, okay, come back. And like, I don't know, it was this whole thing. So then I went back to my mom, and I didn't want to go back to that school because I had moved to California, and I was like the cool person that made it out of Illinois like really young, and I didn't want to go back to that school. So I'm like, mom, can we switch schools? She's like, not yet. So I was homeschooled, but I didn't do any of my work for like a year and a half. So then she had to go back to public school. And I was like, okay. So I went to one public school, and I don't know how I graduated. I never took math classes, never did anything. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Cause I missed like a year and a half of high school, but I still graduated like on time. And my Illinois was weird. No shade to Illinois, but it was like, I didn't do like math. I didn't do science. I just like did a bunch of PE classes. I was in a lot of gym classes.
That's like the one thing I didn't do.
I don't want to do it, but I ended up doing
it. Why are you taking so many PE classes? What are you talking about?
I was in three PE classes.
What? How is this legal? What are you talking about? Just working out for 6 hours? Like,
yeah,
what are
like
you doing?
Laps and I don't know. I honestly, high school is literally a blur. I have to be really honest because it's like there's so many different recollections and there's like so many periods that I like blacked out. So I think I've had like more trauma than I even know. Sometimes I remember trauma like later in life, like at 30 years old. I'm like, whoa, I remember this memory.
Yeah,
me too. There is like a year and a half, 2 years where I feel like I maybe blocked out something because there's some parts where I'm like, I don't know. I was like homeschooled for a year and I don't know. Did I just sit at home? I'm not sure what I was doing.
So high school for you, there's like traumatic events that like just you just don't even want to think about.
Yeah. There's some that I remembered at like 30 because I was just thought like, oh, high school was fun, whatever. I don't know. Like it wasn't fun. It definitely wasn't fun. But again, I wasn't bullied either. Like there is in my last high school, I went to four different high schools, and then like the last high school, I was like homecoming queen and like a cheerleader. Everyone's like, Trishan, you're like popular. And I was like, no, the reason.
I said that. Yeah,
true. Right. Yeah. Everyone's like, you're popular. And it's like, no, I just was like this new kid and they didn't want to give it to anyone else. So I like got it.
So was it like you were having a hard time in your personal home life, or was it at school you're having a hard time? Or do you even remember?
Yeah, my parents both just worked all the time. So I was like always by myself. Like my brother was a few years older than me. My sister was way younger than me, and she had a different dad. So she was with him. So I was just by myself a
lot. Your sister has a different dad?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
She's like 6 years younger, has a different dad. He lived in Illinois.
And your brother is the same.
Same dad, but he was a lot older and he graduated early. He was super smart. But he's very, yeah, he's like super, super private. My dad too, they're like super private people and stuff. And so yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Like, you have a brother?
Yeah, I don't know that I knew that.
Yeah, and my sister, she used to do like YouTube, and now she kind of loves social media. Mm-hmm. I feel like in general, like my family, like, you know, some people like social media, some people don't. Like my mom loves it, but she just doesn't like do a lot anymore.
Yeah.
But I love social media. I love it till the day I die. Like I love it. Anyways, that's the whole thing. But yeah, I don't know. High school for me was a blur. That's why I liked Romy and Michelle, because I feel like they weren't like the nerds, but they also weren't popular.
They were like, they were just like people. Their own people. High school. Yeah.
And I love the fact that they want to go back and try to impress their high school friends. Because like part of me would love to do that.
Did you go to your reunion? Has it happened?
I graduated in 2006, so I probably missed my 10-year. Yeah. So the 20 year will be coming up 2026. And I honestly don't even remember anyone's name. Like, it's not as shade. I just don't remember anybody. So I don't even know who I'd go back to impress. Did you have like a crush on anyone? Like
in high school?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, you did? I never had crushes really on people. No.
I remember the first time having a crush on someone. The feeling of it. Like, so we were auditioning for a school play or something, and it was one of those horrible auditions where they make you audition in front of your peers. I think that is so cruel.
Yeah.
Those give me anxiety. Should be private. Don't make students audition in front of your peers. No, I can never do it.
My voice would quiver. I couldn't do it.
No, I was terrible. So, but I didn't get in. But anyway, this boy went on stage, and I just remember like feeling weird in my stomach, like feeling like I needed to like poop.
How old were you?
Or vomit. 13 when I was
in high
school.
Yeah, that was the first time I had feelings.
Yeah. And I was like, what is the, like, I didn't know what it was.
It was in your stomach? Feeling?
Yeah, my stomach felt weird.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, later, looking back, I'm like, oh, I got, like, butterflies. Like, I thought he was cute.
Right.
But at the time, I was like, ew, why do I feel sick? Like, I didn't understand it, I don't think, and I didn't want to admit it. But then, like, I definitely had a crush on him, and I said I didn't. Like, all my journals from high school, like, oh, my God, he's so gross. He's so weird. But it was, like, so obvious that I, like, was in love with him.
Even in private, you weren't admitting to it?
Even in private, I was, like, trying to tell myself I didn't like him. I was he's so annoying. But, like, I was, like, I definitely had a huge crush on him. I actually did a video with him a few years ago on my channel.
What's
he's an actor, so I think he lives in Atlanta now or something,
like on a TV show, or
he's done parts and things. I don't know like if he's on something right now. I don't like
did you always like actors because your husband's an actor? Did you always like actors?
No, I mean, yeah, sure, but like I don't think I've ever really, I don't know, I guess
you never,
my
like,
type is Eric, but like I've
marry someone famous or something.
No.
I always say I need to marry someone famous.
I think it's
famous.
Just because it's like in my field, you know, like I'm acting, so where am I going to meet people? Like I'm going to meet them in theater.
Yeah,
but like you know,
it was never your thing to like set out for.
No, I guess, yeah, no, it wasn't, I wasn't, like, looking for that. I just, like, I like passionate, creative people.
Because you could never be with, like, an accountant or something.
No, I mean, maybe if they were also passionate, creative about something else. But, like, yeah I don't know that I would have many conversations that would be interesting to me with someone like that. But, like, I don't have a big track record. Like, I haven't dated many people.
Yeah, you've always
but, like,
been serious relationships.
A date that I didn't even realize was a date, which is something you've made fun of me for in the past a long time ago.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's
I
so
remember.
Many times where I was like, I've been on a date with a guy and I didn't realize it was a date till I was there. And I was like, wait, this is a date.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. And he was famous too.
Yeah, he was famous.
Maybe
that was weird.
I feel like you're famous. Yeah.
No, it's not. No, but
that
anyway,
was a great story.
But I never had a boyfriend in high school. I just had a crush on this guy and I was like madly in love with him. And then my friend in high school at the time was like, I'm going to go over there to his house and I'm going to tell him that, like, I'm going to make it happen between you two. Like, I'm going to, like, and I was like, oh my God,
what
I was so nervous.
What does that mean? Like, kiss?
Well, what it means is she went over there and she, like, hooked up with him to, like, and she was like, so then she called me and she's like, so I went over to see if he liked you and he said he did, but then we just hooked up and, like,
this is
broke
like real life
my
mean
heart.
Girls.
It was
this
so
mean. This is
why mean.
I was so scared of girls and I never had girlfriends. Cause I, like, growing up, I was just taught, like, in movies and stuff that girls are mean and girls will do that. And I'm like, I can never have girls around because they'll, like, take my guy or be interested in the same guy. Like, my head was always in boys. So I was like, I can't have any girls around me. And it was like that for most of my life. And I feel so sad. I always tell people to nurture female friendships because they get you. But you learn that later on in life. I feel like young, there's like competition and stuff like that. But.
Yeah. I think also girls are just taught that. Like girls are mean. Girls are nasty.
Because
like,
I hear those situations in movies. So I always thought, well, I don't want a girl around my man. She's going to steal him. You know what I mean? And it's
she was a nasty girl, but not all girls are nasty. And that was not a good situation. And of course, me being me, like I haven't changed much because like when that happened, I wasn't like, oh my God, it's so mean. I was like, oh yeah, it's cool. Like no worries. You know, like that's fine. Like, I hope it works out. You know, like I was like totally not mad or anything. Like, I mean, I was sad, but like I didn't. Anyway, but I never had a boyfriend or anything like that. What
in high school? You didn't have a boyfriend?
No, I never had.
College?
Any.
You said was your first boyfriend?
Yeah, college was my first. And you said you didn't either.
Yeah, I seriously don't think I had a serious relationship until I was like 30. For real, I don't
what?
Think I. Yeah, I don't think I had a real relationship. maybe even up until Moses. I was in one like relationship, but I don't know if that was even serious. I don't know. It's hard to like see. But I was only in one serious relationship before Moses, and I was 30, I think, when I got into that. But before, no, I never.
Really?
I always thought I was in relationships. I've talked about them online. I did not need to go in further. But I always thought I was in serious relationships, and like the person has like a full-on girlfriend or wife or something. And I'm like, oh, I thought we were like in love.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was let on. So because when I was 18, 19, 20, all through my 20s, I dated people like in their 50s. And I just thought like, this is love and whatever.
Oh, no.
Not to say you can have age gap. No, yeah. Mad when they, oh, don't talk about age gap. But
no, yeah, we won't get into that, but like, yeah, also,
but,
like,
but they can lead you on. That's my, that was always my thing, is like, you know, my experience with age gap relationships very young, like before 30, is like they kind of lead you on, and you think that, you know, oh, we're gonna have to get married and have kids. That's what everyone told, literally every guy I was with was like, we're gonna get married one day, we're gonna do this, which is like such a weird thing to like say, but I believed it. So yeah, I didn't have
so any, you didn't have any of that in high school. It wasn't until after high school.
No, I didn't have any in high school. I didn't go to college. I came straight to LA.
When was your first kiss?
My actual like first real like consensual kiss probably was like 24, maybe.
You know, I hate that you have to say consensual.
I know. Oh, I know. All my stuff, I'm always like, wait, is it like what my first consensual time was?
Yes, that, yeah. Don't let those people take that from you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would say maybe like I guess like 18, I guess. But again, that was under circumstances where you're just like coerced into it or whatever. Scared to kiss. I was scared of everything.
Me
I thought
too.
You got like diseases kissing. I was scared. I was scared of a lot of things and stuff like that. So I was doing a lot of stuff early on, but you know, I in my head, I either like blacked it out or didn't like associate. I guess it's like disassociating. So yeah. It's like a different thing. So sometimes when I think of stories, I'm like, now I really have to really think about it. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that happened, or it didn't happen, which is like a whole thing.
Yeah, do you
thing.
Look back on stuff and go like, oh, that was, I thought that was consensual and maybe it wasn't.
All the time. Oh my God. When I look back at relationships, I'm like, oh my God, that was actually so, and it's such a scary thing to talk about because you're just kind of like, okay, well, in the time I just went along with it, so it was okay. But then you're like, oh, like it wasn't okay. But then it's like, it's such a trick. I'm like the worst person to talk about this with, because you're like, at the time I was okay with it. But then it's like, you look back at, oh, maybe that wasn't right. Maybe that wasn't the good thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you were groomed to believe that it was okay.
Well, yeah. When you're so young, that was my only issue, is like, you know, when you're so young, like starting from like 14, I was like talking to people in their 50s and stuff like that. And I was just like, you know, when you're so young, you really do get. Especially because I was always about famous people. I was like, oh, if you're famous, you're on TV. Well, if you're on TV, and but they weren't super famous. But if they were on TV, I thought that was everything, you know. But that traumatized me. But
wow, yeah. Oh God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was a lot. We got dark. All of a sudden, I'm like disassociating back to that. I was like, wait, where are we?
I'm just waiting. How many episodes in is it going to be where we start crying?
I know. Well, good thing we have our makeup on. Sometimes people always tell me when I get glammed, like, you're a different person when you're glammed. When I have no makeup on, I'll like just start losing my shit. I'll just start crying randomly.
I cry every day. I'm always crying. I cried yesterday.
I do too. I cry every day, but sometimes it comes out of nowhere for real.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'll be totally fine and just starts crying, and I'll tell myself, I'm like, I'm so happy. I don't know why I'm crying. Like, and my life is like perfect. It's everything I wanted. Like, I don't know why I'm crying. So it's very, I do the same thing.
Well, I think it's only a matter of time. Who's going to cry first? I think it'll be me, honestly, probably.
Really?
I think so. I don't know. I cry a lot.
Yeah.
I literally have merch that says I cry a lot.
I love that. I love all your merch. I was looking at it. I was like, the theater kid merch. Like, all that stuff's like so good. I have some of your merch. I remember I was like going to wear it, but I always get scared to like wear other people's merch in case they don't want me like promoting it. You know what I mean? Because it's like, back then we weren't as close as we are now, but well, I'll wear it all day long. I'll dress as you.
Wait, okay. I want to know more about your high school, but I also don't want to like trigger into like bad conversation.
No, you know what's so funny is like, I didn't know what disassociating was. And it's like, for like, I feel myself like get back into it for a minute, like glosses over. You're like, I like look and I'm like, oh my God, this is like weird. It's just like, it's almost like deja vu talking about this, but it's also like, is this real? Like, it's such a weird thing. Do you ever get like, is this real life? I get like that sometimes.
Oh, all the time.
Oh my God, it's so weird, because all of a sudden it like brought me, it's just a different place. I'm like, wait, where are we? What are we doing? It's,
yeah, all
so,
the time.
It scares
all
me.
All
it's
the
scary.
Time. Yeah, that's really scary.
It hasn't happened in like a while.
I literally cannot believe how long this episode has been, because I thought it had been like 15 minutes, and Trish was like, no, we need to, we're like,
I'm
done.
Like, we need to eat. Like,
we need to eat, because we're both
oh,
like starving.
Yeah.
Because we realized that like we're like both like kind of zoning a little bit.
It was weird, but that never happens. It was the most bizarre thing. It yeah, hasn't happened in so long.
Well, we're going
to
eat
I love
some
it. To me, it just feels like, what is real life? I don't know. Like, it's bizarre. Because like I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this just because you're here or whatever, but I tell Moses all the time too. It's like you to me are like, this. It's like celebrity, and I'm obsessed with celebrity, right? So like, to me, you've done all this stuff and it's a big thing. So for a minute, I literally got into like, wait, is this real life? Who am I talking to? Like, what am I doing? Like, it's a weird thing. Yeah.
I think that all the time when I'm about to go on stage for my shows, I'll be in the wings and I'll be like, oh my God, am I actually going to go on stage in front of these people? Why are these people here? Why did they come here to
surreal.
See me?
That's surreal. You sent me that clip of you in the crowd, and I went to a Miranda show and it was a lot of people, but this last one you went to, I don't know if it was Ohio or where you went, it was crazy. Like, you had tears filled with people. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, every time I go out on stage, I think no one's going to be there. Like, you can ask my team, every time I show up at a city, I'm like, did we sell any tickets? Like, and I'm seriously asking. I'm like, did anyone buy tickets? And they're like, yeah, you sold this many. Like, they'll tell me how many. I'm like, oh, wow. I can't believe that many people are going to come. Like,
it's crazy. Yeah. Cause also when you don't sell, if you don't sell it out, like only when I went on tour the first time I sold out every show, and the second time I went on tour, like it was like quarter capacity. And the energy is like so different too. Cause they book these huge venues. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why don't you just book small venues? So it feels like a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. I've done that before. Like I'll walk into a venue, it's like 3,000 seats. I'm like, oh, come on. Yeah. Why'd you book me in this one?
Like in the front.
And it's like, and there's like six people in the balcony and you're like, oh, they probably think I'm such a loser. There's like only
your
six of them up there.
Your show with the last one was crazy. And I just.
Yeah. I went to Ohio. Ohio, and I was in, oh my gosh, Pittsburgh. And, I was in Cincinnati. Oh, I don't even remember. But anyway,
Cleveland.
When I got to Cincinnati, it's Cleveland and Pittsburgh. But anyway, when I was in Cincinnati, I got there and I was like, how many tickets did we sell? And I was like, so scared. And he was like, I think we're at like 1150 or something.
Wow.
And I was like, where? Here? And he's like, yeah. I was like, in Cincinnati?
It's crazy.
He was like,
yeah.
I was like, who did that? How do you mean that? No, they didn't. What do you mean, like 111 people?
Oh my God.
Like,
wait, you didn't think because it was in the Midwest or what was it?
I'm always impressed that anyone would buy a ticket, but like.
And doing it for so
long. Over 1,000 people like wanted to buy tickets to see me always blows my mind
and
every time it happens.
Constantly touring, and that's like so hard. Like you go to the same city, so how are people like still buying tickets? It's amazing.
Yeah,
it
makes no sense.
In a good way. No, in like the best way. It's like, it's amazing. You've toured what now? Like 12 years?
Something like that. I don't know.
For so long. It's actually crazy. And you're still going. And I'm just like, I love performing, but I can never do that. That's so much.
It's a lot, but it's so fun. But I always disassociate. I feel like I'm always like, who's doing this? Why are these people here? Are they here to see me? This is so bizarre.
Have you filmed it?
The show?
Yeah.
The new one? No, not the new one.
You've never like filmed in like, so I know you did your comedy special, but you never filmed your like one woman show or anything like that.
Well, it's just the comedy special. I mean, and that even had to be adjusted quite a lot because most of the stuff I do in the show is like covers of songs. So like I couldn't do any of it. So like we had to cut most of the material I do. But it's this new show I really love. I think this new show is really fun.
Are you going to do a pro shot?
Probably not. I don't know. Maybe someone wants to do it.
Because it's so fascinating. And again, it's kind of nichey because it's like something you don't. Yeah.
You have to come see it.
See, like, oh, for sure. You were just here not that long ago, like literally 2 minutes from my house. And I'm like, why did I not know that?
But Trisha was saying we need to wrap it up. But like literally, I even had a whole structure. I had a whole plan and none of it happened because all we do is I can't believe we just talked for 90 minutes and I don't remember anything we talked about. I literally go, did we even talk about anything? Like, how is this an episode? Like,
I know. Where's the comments?
There's no way that we had an actual conversation. Like, was there anything interesting? I don't even know what we talked about.
You went with 3 comments and we just went from there. So thank you for the comments.
I have like 10 on my phone. I would like all these things we talk about.
I like the comments. I like reading them.
I'll say their name before we go. Okay. Yes. Hold on. Someone said to talk about fast food.
We're going to get fast food right
now. And that's what we're about to do because we're hungry. It was David A. Flores, I think. I don't know. Fast food. They want us to talk about. So we're going to order McDonald's.
I think we're getting close. It's just really close. Probably, though. I don't know if there's something I like better. How about you?
You don't know.
Like In-N-Out.
I love In-N-Out. But you don't have a favorite of a fast food place?
I guess I would just say McDonald's I eat the most. But I don't know. Do you?
I think McDonald's I eat the most for sure.
I do too. And they
In-N-Out, I love it. It is my favorite. But it's also like McDonald's is In-N-Out's just like in a few places, not everywhere. You know, of like all the fast food places that are everywhere, McDonald's probably my go-to.
Yeah, I love McDonald's. I feel like I'm getting close to that sponsorship. That's my manifesting. I feel like
they sponsor my podcast, Relax.
Yeah, McDonald's?
Yes, girl. I feel like such a celebrity.
Oh my God.
That's what makes me feel like a celebrity.
Okay, that's the ultimate. McDonald's is, they're the only people who haven't sent me PR. Like Wendy sent me PR, Jamba Juice sent me PR. I'm like, McDonald's. I'll take free things. I'll give me a free gift card.
I was so excited, but I lost my voice the week that they sponsored us, so I couldn't even talk.
Oh my God.
So but I literally ordered McDonald's in solidarity.
No, we've been McDonald's girlies for a minute.
We both are McDonald's girlies with no condiments.
That's right. Okay,
I don't dip my nugs in nothing.
Yeah.
My fries
and
nothing.
Jenna Ortega doesn't either. She talked about that on Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. She's like, I don't do sauces.
She's so quirky.
I was like, relatable. I love her. Anyways, all right, we're going to go order McDonald's. This has been Oversharing, and
we'll see you next time.
Yeah, bye.